All right, let me run back out. Okay, Neff, you got to do the after party, though. I think you got to call into the after, sorry, to the switchboard, you know, stream the after party into the whatever fuck that shit called. Y'all got sound on YouTube, into the after party, yeah. You got to log on and take the mic. I'm going to be in full goddamn capabilities. I'm about to go buy another fucking computer, shout out, man, a little cheap one.
Yeah.
That's fucked up. I don't have to buy it. I just thought about it. I got an old fucking 1928 computer in storage.
Really? Okay.
I sure do. I bet you that motherfucker, I bet you can plug some speakers up in that bitch.
You know
it. Okay.
You know it.
And turn the speaker off to fucking
right.
Sit down in front of the motherfucker. I just thought about the old ass goddamn computer in that bitch. I hope they ain't tore up. But, okay, so where was I?
Your mother letting you vent. I mean, your mother vent.
Yeah, just blame me and everything, curse me, all types of shit. And all the way up until she ran out of money. Y'all know what running out of money means, right, Nick Bitt? In other words, people give you money. Sorry for your loss, here's $100. Sorry for your loss, here's $100. Sorry for your loss, here's a lot of, you know, whatever the fuck. Up until now, I'm in Florida, okay, at the first Airbnb and shit. Up until that point, when she realized she needed money, her whole shit changed. But me being who the fuck I am, I am not going to let that shit go. You got me, Nick Bet? I'm not going to let that go. How you did a bitch? You know what I'm saying? I'm not going to let this shit go. I'm not, you know. And she was talking real nice to me. And I did totally forget, right? I totally forgot. And I was like, you know, I got happy, told the girls they were staying here for a minute at my Airbnb visiting. And I said, guess who I'm friends with again? My mama. We talking and shit. We talk for hours. And then the next day she called and hit me with some money. I need some motherfucking money, bitch. You got me? And I said, I'm going to call you back. Can't really talk about it right now, boo the woo. As I had a chance to think, I heard this voice say, this bitch wants money. I think before that, that's why she's talking real nice to you. Okay? You hear me? And so she called me back. And was like, you know what I'm saying, you going to let me goddamn get some money, you know, pay all my bills, this, that, and the third, wah, 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 right? And I said, really, I can't do it. You know what I'm saying, hold on, I don't know yet, you know, blah, 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 you know my situation, I'm homeless, I'm in a fucking Airbnb, you know, I don't know how much money I'm going to spend, I really don't know, that answer. All that bullshit, right? So I played it all out. Here's something interesting, okay? Warrior was with her, okay? Listen to me closely. And when she was in her right mind, she would say, I'm going to give Tara his ashes. That's me, for those who don't know, okay? Then, so Warrior decides to buy the most expensive urn for her mother, to have her father with her, right? Because my mom told her I get the ashes. You got me in the bed. You follow me, boo? All right. I was okay with that. I didn't give a fuck about ashes or urn or no shit like that. Speed it up. My mom tells tells Warrior she ain't getting shit. She ain't getting fucking nothing. That bitch ain't getting a goddamn thing, okay? You hear me? Shit changed. And so here's how the cookie crumbles, okay? I got to take my time now because I'm just warming back up. So she called and asking me for money, being my friend. And there's a person in her life, her son, Bodie, R19 president, that nigga, Nick, that, Neff, that nigga, right? So there's a, now, of course, y'all know, if you don't know, I'm about to say it again, that motherfucker fucked his own daughter when she was a little girl. Did some foul, terrible shit to her. Okay? When my mother found out what he did, my mother said she don't ever want to look at that motherfucker again, and she hoped that nigga die. You hear me? All right? Now, speed it up. Her husband done passed, and I'm the murderer. And now I'm her friend because she want money. Guess who comes over to the house every goddamn day? Guess who gets all the stuff that belongs to me? You follow me, Nick Bat? This motherfucker. Okay? So the last time she called, this is in my first Airbnb now. I'm not even a month in this bitch yet, probably three weeks in or 2 weeks. And she asked me again. And I say to her, I said, Mama, I'm going to be honest with you. First I said that she threw Doc in part of the stabbing me in the back and shit like that. She threw some hurtful words at Doc, at me. You know what I'm saying? And mind you, I'm putting no man before my mama, okay? So I asked Doc if I could use that nigga since she already got an issue with you. And Doc said, yeah, you could use me. So I said, well, Mom, Doc says that you can't get no goddamn money. And if you can't afford your lifestyle, then come move to fucking Florida and we'll take care of you. So I used that first. Then Brenda, my mama got pissed off and hung the fuck up, right? All right. So then she called back. You know what I'm saying? Persistence is a motherfucker. All right. Yeah, I mean, you know, hey, if a motherfucker hates you, I'll ask to use you. You hear me, Neff? He didn't give her the option. I created the option, Neff. Don't fucking, Neff, really? You don't fucking think that Doc can think of some shit like that? Doc don't think about a goddamn thing. Y'all keep giving niggas all this fucking intellect. This motherfucker, like I fucking said, that was me created
I'm
that
sorry,
shit.
I misheard, boo, my bad. Okay,
he
okay.
Meant her shit, motherfucker. Y'all okay. Just always think somebody else goddamn has a creative fucking mind. I am the master schemer, the master manipulator. I am the master of disguise, the master of, I will fuck, if I study a person, if I know, like Neff, if I know you didn't like, let's say, great day, Tony, if I know you ain't like Tony.
Yeah.
And Tony that motherfucker. Right,
mm-hmm.
And then
yes.
but me and Tony are good friends.
Right,
I would use Tony words against your ass to get me to stay your friend.
Got it.
Goddamn it! Now I know you got an issue with him, so I'm gonna fucking say that nigga said. So I asked Doc again.
Right.
I said, Doc, is it okay if I could use you? Since the bitch mad at you too over this shit of her husband. I said, so Doc, can I use you, motherfucker, to tell? So when I say, because I ain't going to say come move with me, I'm going to say Doc said, no, we ain't got no money for you, bitch, but you can come stay with me in Florida. And Doc said, sure, you can use that. I said, okay. Thank you. Bye, nigga. But call my mama back. Okay? So in a goddamn way. All right. So, yeah, Neff, I gave her the option, but I used another nigga, okay?
Gotcha. Yes, indeed.
Okay?
Yeah.
I'll use you, motherfucker, if you
right.
Let me. That's a reference. And I use you as a reference.
Yes. What'd he say?
Okay. Oh, she was like, fuck that shit. I hate y'all. I'm about to go pawn my car. Like, shit like that. That's
shit.
What she said. Like, she
really?
Like, fucking, yeah. She was like, I'm about to go pawn my goddamn car. Bye, bitch. Like,
all the
that's what she said and hung up.
Yeah.
But anyway, so speed it up. Back to the little pedophile-ass, child-molesting-ass son she got, right? That she's basically giving this nigga everything. He can come over anytime she want to. And she even says to me, since this happened, this her going off on me and shit, she said, I got motherfuckers I don't ever want to see a goddamn gin ever in their fucking life, and that's you, bitch, on the top list, number fucking one. Then she started saying everybody else and shit during this whole time. You got me? You hear me? Now, the only motherfucker that was on her list prior to her husband dying was that goddamn son that came out of pussy.
Oh,
he
wow.
off the list. I'm number one, and everybody the fuck else that she named off the list, okay, she got. She don't ever want to see a day in their damn life, day in her life. And I'm one of them.
What you said? What?
Yeah. So anyway, the bitch asking me for money and shit like that. So I finally came out, and I had to tell her, real humble, real nice, voice different than what it is right now. And I said, Mama, the things you said to me, you know, it really hurt real bad. And now you ask me for money. You didn't even want to give my father ashes. You didn't want to give me shit. But I find it interesting. I said, but I would want you to keep that same hate that you have for me. Do what I say to her now. Keep that same hate. Don't change because you want money. Don't be my friend, no goddamn. Don't pretend to be my friend to get money. You still say the same words you've been saying to me since March 28th. And then say, bitch, I need money. In the same breath that you've just been, you know, stabbing me, hurting me, accusing me, shutting me off, all this fucking shit. Stay that way. Girl, then something clicked, Neff. Something clicked like a motherfucker. They bet you about to miss this. Some hit the bitch so hard. Some said, pop that trunk on this bitch. She doesn't quite understand what you're saying. I said, it's interesting that you let your son. I said, it's interesting how women operate for males' love and affection and company, you know? What women will allow in their lives, this is what I said to her, and what a wife would do for a man that's not even a child. And I said, it's interesting that you replace me with your child molesting son. Interesting that your pack with man, you will, and no matter what man has hurt any female, fucked up any bitch life, you will replace that man with a female and free that motherfucker again and put him back in your presence and your grace. I said, you done gave your child molesting son your time, your house, your couch, and I'm on your don't ever want to see again fucking list. You took him off and put him back in your damn life. And if I did kill your husband, but I didn't fuck my children, I didn't fuck your grandbabies. If I did kill your husband, but I didn't fuck a child, I didn't take a child's innocence and you let this motherfucker back in your life and you don't ever want to see me again, but now you need money, but you come to me for fucking money. That's what I say to her. And you give this nigga every fucking thing. The nigga that you said you never want to see again and that you hope somebody fuck him and rape him in jail and kill him. This what I say to her. And I go on, and she ain't say shit. And I don't even know if she was listening, to be honest with you. She probably put the goddamn phone down. What up, Taekwondo? She probably put the goddamn phone down there. I don't fucking know. And just let me just go all around that motherfucker. On the last thing she said, the first thing she said was about the money. Everything else I was talking.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? And what she said after I done talked and just real humble, though. I was real cool, baby. I just want to tell you that. I was real cool. But that's just summed it up in a nutshell. And I probably talked for like 30 minutes or an hour or some old shit. But all I heard was the only reason why this bitch is listening is because she still wants something. Prior to that, that bitch would have been back and forth with me. You hear me saying? But because she still wants something, it's the only reason why she ain't interrupting. And she didn't even interrupt with that. You hear me? Said, "Hey, you gone. Bring this fuck nigga back in your damn life and X me out. Fuck your husband, bitch. Your husband wants shit any goddamn way. That's the fucking truth. You know what I'm saying? But I'm the bad guy. I'm on the number one fucking Kill Bill fucking list, bitch. This bitch got to go. And so you let your fucking child molesting son back in your motherfucking life, bitch, and start giving him fucking things, ho, feeding this motherfucker. The fuck is this shit? And I'm out." I mean, Shawty was going on and on, like, yo, just, woo. And what she said in that conversation was, "Okay, I heard everything. I got to go now." That's what she said. "I got to go now." That was the end of that. All right. Now, why I say she a dirty bitch, and I realize she jealous. I do. Jealousy, I wouldn't have never imagined that my mom is jealous of me, okay? I didn't think, but I didn't know that you cannot have a jealous bone in your life, in your body. You hear me? But it can grow. It can happen. Right, Taekwondo? You know what I'm saying? Which is something that I realized because my mom has always favored me, always, you know what I'm saying? But this is when I knew that she was jealous. This happened last week, y'all. Because we back talking, but she still ain't getting shit from me, okay? I can't give her nothing because I have to recoup all my losses, okay? There's nothing I can give you. Only conversation. You know when a motherfucker know your situation, know you're homeless, know you done fucked off, made some wrong decisions with money, know that you they don't give a fuck. They still coming for what you got. You understand? She was still coming for what I got. I don't give a fuck if she was still coming for it. And I'm like, "Mama, you know my situation, motherfucker. Like, yo, I can't give you not even $10. I can't give you shit." Okay? No, I'm in Airbnbs, no, all that type of shit. Finally get this house here. And I'm on the phone with her. She's having a great conversation, so I realize that she okay right now. You know what I'm saying? On the phone, just by telling, till I say this shit here. I say, "Mom, did you know that I'm in an aeronautical community?" Their bitch say, I don't give a fuck, bitch. What the fuck you in, bitch? Give a fuck? What that got to do with me, bitch? That ain't got nothing to do with me, motherfucker. You fucking bitch. I'm laughing now, but the shit was not fucking funny, right? So this shit ain't gonna do shit for me, bitch. The fuck? And I get quiet, and I feel some kind of way. You know what I'm saying? I'm fucked up. I'm fucked up real bad, for real. So I give it another shot at it, right? After I didn't say shit, just try to, you know, just try to diagnose what is happening to me right now, because no one has, you know, words ain't never hurt that fucking bad to me. So I'm right now diagnosing myself, like, what the fuck am I feeling? This fucking hurts really bad. What she says back to me, why do I feel hurt? Why do I feel pain? Why do I feel sorrow? Why do I feel like the bitch just shut me the fuck down? Why do I feel so human? So I give it another shot after, you know, I was like, maybe, you know, these are false feelings, you know, maybe I took it the wrong way. But it did hurt. It did hurt like a motherfucker. So I say back to her once I got myself together, and I say, well, Mom, do you know what an aeronautical community is? Do you know what the word aeronautical means? I don't give a fuck what the goddamn word means, bitch, or no fucking community, bitch. What the fuck that shit got to do with me? Like I fucking said, bitch, that shit ain't got nothing to do with me. It ain't gonna help me, bitch. It ain't got the fucking thing to do with me, bitch. She was going on at that point. And I shut back down again. I'm like, why am I feeling like this? Why am I feeling? Great day in the nurture. Why does this hurt? What the fuck she's saying to me? Like, why the fuck she hurt? She won't even let me, goddamn, like, put two and two together and shit. You know, she just, and it's all in my head, all in me, you know, trying to figure out why I'm hurt by this. And I say, come back to the phone, in a sense, and I say, Mom, okay, I'm gonna call you later. Call you back. I'm gonna let you know about your business. Yeah, bitch. Bye. Yeah, bitch. And we hung up. That's the last time I talked to her. So, all this time, I've been denying what I'm witnessing. You know what I'm saying? Denying that. You know, I keep hearing your mom is jealous. Your mom is jealous. Your mom is jealous. Your mom is jealous. I'm like, no, the fuck she's not. No, she's not. She's not jealous. And I think it was today or yesterday on the walk, I finally accepted. It has to be. Now, why do I say jealous? Okay, this is the truth. Why do I say jealous? My mom been knowing my situation. Okay? She also, I'm going to tell you something. She also created a situation for her life, too. You with me, Nibet? She also created a similar situation. Okay? So all of a sudden now, I got to get out of here. I got to move. I'm giving me a two-bedroom, this, that, and the third, blah, 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 blah. I'm fucking homeless, Taekwondo. I have nowhere to fucking stay. I finally get a place to stay, and this bitch is going berserk. That's jealousy, ain't it, Nibet? That's jealous, ain't it? All of a sudden now, and I'm going to tell y'all, at that moment, the first, I don't give a fuck what that is, bitch. What the fuck that got to do with me? That shit ain't going to help me, bitch. This is what she said. It ain't going to help my motherfucking life, bitch. That first one right there, After I was like, why do I feel pain? Why do I feel like this shit hurt like a motherfucker? You know what I'm saying? Whew. As a matter of fact, it was when we hung up. It didn't happen on the first one or the second, cussing out. It's when I told her I had to go. I let her go, you know, whatever. See that you're not in good spirits or whatever. See, you changed. We was having a great conversation until I mentioned the community I live in, and all of a sudden I'm getting cussed the fuck out. I hung up and I said, I wish my daddy was still alive. Well, he probably is alive, but still here on this plane. You know, Macbeth. I said, because I could hear him say, baby girl, you see that? That's beautiful. All the hell that you went through, you know, being homeless, being, you know, having to lose all that money and can't get it back, and now you got this spot and it's aeronautical and you can continue flying planes and getting your license. That's L-U-N-L-U-N-L right there, baby. That's Hua, you know. He'd been able to, he said, I told you, they got you, baby. They got you, baby. You know, my mom saw it all happening to me, you know, and was still trying to get the little lunch money she can get for me. She didn't even say, I'm so glad. Oh, and I'm going to tell you, The day I signed the lease, Macbeth, I was ready to tell my mom, thinking that she's going to be excited. So it was like later on. But come to find out, when I call her, mind you, you know, you think a motherfucker be happy for you. You know what I'm saying? Even though, you know, your father passed and her husband passed, you know what I'm saying? Even though all that, you would think, I'm looking at her trials and tribulations, and she's ignoring my trials and tribulations. You know what I'm saying? Like that type of shit. I'm there for her grieving, even though I'm the blame. And you know what I'm saying? I'm there for her tears. I'm there for her pain. I'm there for her fighting with the hospital, dealing with the investigators. I am there. You know what I'm saying? Pick the bone dry. That's right, Tony. And so I call her, not knowing that my daughter told her, my mom got a place. I didn't know this, right? Just when you think your psychic powers are dulling, even though your life is fucked up. So as soon as I call her, she like, ah. I was like, Mom, how you doing? Barely, bitch. And she just goes on and on and on and on. Right? Now, this is the truth. Normally, it's real. You got me? Normally, this is her moment where she's not having a good day, her husband gone, and she's battling whatever the fuck else she's battling. But let me tell you something. While she was going on, I heard a voice. Telepathy is a motherfucker. And they said, she knows. You hear me, Macbeth? They said, she knows you got a place to stay now. She knows. This is why she creating a whole goddamn fucked up scenario in her life. She knows. So she wouldn't let me get a word in, and I knew not to get a word in once I heard them say, she know. This is why she creating a whole bunch of drama right now on this phone. This is some foul-ass shit now that I'm fucking talking about it. So she was like, I'm going to get it together. I got to go. Bye. Click. And hang up. So I called Sananda because I know the only person that know that I got a key or that signed a lease or got approved or whatever the fuck it is was Sananda. And I called Sananda and I said, did you tell my mom that I got a place? Even though I'm still in the Airbnb. She said, yeah, I told her. So was the voice right? She knows. And she creating that whole type of drama effect so that she don't want to hear from your goddamn mouth because she don't want your ass to show any excitement or any happiness for yourself and all that type of shit. She don't want to hear that shit. You hear me? You got me? She don't want to even say that's good, baby, because I know it's been hard for you. I'm glad you got a spot. I'm glad that shit over. You know? So speed it up, Neff. So about 3 days ago, in this spot, I wanted to ask her about the air. Did she know that this is an aeronautical community, which would explain why I had to be here, which would explain why the Most High put me in an aeronautical, you know what I'm saying? So
yes.
I don't give a fuck about a goddamn give a fuck what it is, bitch. It ain't going to do shit for me, bitch. It ain't going to make me fucking happy, bitch. The fuck?
Wow.
It ain't going to change my motherfucking life. I don't give a fuck. And yesterday or the day on my walk, they said, you're going to have to accept that your mama is fucking jealous.
Yeah.
That's jealousy.
Yeah.
I'm studying on the outside, but this shit here, right here, you know what I'm saying? You know, I like to study motherfuckers, you know. I like to study people on Facebook and shit, you know?
Right.
But, you
yeah.
know, somebody like, God
yeah.
damn, I got to fucking put your ass under a microscope. I got to hear them tell me about your motherfucking ass. Like, God damn, man, this is some hurtful shit. And the best said she had to accept that about her mom. But it just started, like, I don't understand. Like, she has never, I mean, you know, like, never. This is the motherfucker. When I tell you, God damn. The man, shit just fucking, when shit hit the fucking fan, that shit, they don't be playing. That shit stink bad. That's a whole nother fucking level right there. And I wanted to share it with her, but you know, that's your mom. You know what I'm saying? Okay, your nigga, yeah, nigga, you gonna hear that jealousy in his motherfucking voice. You know, your mama and your fucking children are supposed, I mean, you know what I'm talking about? Or your dad. I know my daddy was always like that. You know what I'm saying? Baby, that's good, baby. I can hear that motherfucker. L-U-L-U-L-H-U-A. You know? Look at what they did. Look at how it got fixed for you, you know? But God damn, bitch. You jealous or something? I'm going to have to ask her. What the fuck? This shit been like, yo, you been at me, you know, for a minute now. Like, what the fuck is this shit? When did your heart become that fucked up, man? Like, you know what I'm talking about? Like, what the hell? Like, it is disheartening, man. Like, fuck, like. I can't, that's fucked up. You can't show, you know, and it's like, you know how you can't talk no more. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like she'll call and be like, did you find your house yet? No. Because
yeah.
I kept it from her. You know what I'm saying? Nah, mama, man, shit just been like, blah, 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 blah. You know, just, I mean, you know, like, and she'll go, right? And then she'll go, like that, right?
Wow.
Okay. And then say, well, can you give me money for my car note? What the fuck? Like, who?
Wow. Just a.
Yeah.
That's that's a filler for anyway. You know, like
yeah.
anyway.
Uh-huh.
Can you do what I need you to do? You know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. And it, I mean, and then when that aeronautical shit, man, bitch, I don't give a fuck, bitch. What the fuck that's gonna do for me? It ain't gonna make my situation better, bitch. Man, that shit hurt so bad.
I know it did. It hurt
it's
to hear
one
it.
Thing of finding a place to stay. It's another thing where, goddamn, the Most High showing off for your daughter, bitch. Of somebody looking out for a prayer. You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
I get to fly planes. It's a private airport. It's motherfucker. I want to be able to share that. Like, all that shit was for a reason. You know what I'm saying? Being homeless like that for a reason. Making that wrong choice on that other house was for a reason. I wanted to share
right.
all that shit. You know what I'm saying? Because I'm going to be honest with y'all, man. Truthful, honest, whatever the fuck it is. But look. When I got that first house that is garbage and shit, I kept saying, "This ain't nothing to fucking brag about." And I should have fucking known that it ain't got the Most High hands on it. You feel me? You know what I'm talking about? Like, what the fuck I'm gonna testify about? What I, you know, what can top where I've been? You know what I'm saying? All the great shit that the Most High have done for me. You know what I'm saying? Like, I got to be able to brag and testify in your fucking
right.
name. This just a goddamn house. Like, which, of course, was never not for me any fucking way. But I was looking for that. Now, what the fuck I'm going to tell a motherfucker? How can I glorify your name? I was saying that to myself, but because I was desperate and homeless, I just went and took the damn nasty-ass, fucked-up-ass house. You see what I'm saying? But I kept saying,
yeah.
man, I know this ain't you. You know what I'm saying? Because if it's you, you make a bitch shine. You make the shit right. You know what I'm saying? You make that shit so right. You know what I'm saying? You wake up other motherfuckers by using me. You know what I'm saying? You give another motherfucker an idea of some shit greater. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck, man? This
right.
ain't y'all shit. This ain't what y'all really want, because I mean, for real, that's why I said I got to be honest, man. I'm like, man, what's the word for what I'm looking at? What is the bada bang, bada boom? You feel me?
Yes.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Wait, I mean, come on, man. You know they show out for the chosen ones. Man, fuck is you talking about? It ain't just average. Ain't no such thing as average around this bitch. Ain't no such thing as basic. You know what I'm talking about? Ain't no such thing
Indeed.
As regular, motherfucker. Y'all know, you know, when y'all fucking move me, motherfucker, it's bigger than the last. It's greater. It's galactic, motherfucker. But that's what I was thinking like that. Like, damn, this just a fucking crib. Man, I can't testify in that shit. All I can just say, I done moved. like, you know what I'm talking about? I done moved. So I was looking for where is the bada bang, bada bing at? Where is it that set me greater on higher? You know what I'm saying? Because you always set me higher, O Most High. You know what I'm saying? You never set me lower. You always set me higher. And there it is. Not just a house, bitch, but an airplane in the back fucking yard, a landing strip, an airport. Come on now. Can't nobody do it better than the Most High highest. You feel me? Like, I mean, shit.
Indeed.
You know what I'm
about? Yes.
That also shows, bitch, we need you to finish. You know what I'm saying? Like, this is what we put you at. So anyway, I wanted to, you know, like, have a nice, positive, inspirational, you know, this bitch in her 70s, I figure she'll be proud, you know, finally, like, whoo, I'm so glad my baby got a house, because I was been worrying. I was just been worrying about you. You know what I'm saying? The whole time you was in Florida, that bitch wasn't worrying a goddamn thing about a bitch. Bitch, stay down. Stay down. Now I'm up. Bitch, I don't give a fuck. You bitch. I give a fuck. Then they said this whole jealous. I said, your mama jealous, man. Your mama jealous. Your mama jealous. She jealous. She jealous. And I ain't talked to her since. Now, if I don't know what day that been, but if I pull up her goddamn phone number, tell me the time and how long we talked on that conversation. But that was the last time I talked to her. I said it to myself, but I think I also heard a voice say, you gonna have to move on, bitch. You gonna have to move on. You can't talk to her no more. And on my way to Florida to actually stay homeless in Florida, mm-hmm. I was thinking about her and how we've been drifting apart. And she called me. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And she said, y'all got there? Yeah. I said, nah, Mama, we about an hour and some change away now. And then she said, oh, okay. I said, I was thinking about us. She said, about what? I said, how we drifting. And I don't want that to happen. Mm-hmm. So we've been drifted ever since this nigga died and shit.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Ever since then, we ain't been the same. We ain't, you know, we ain't been the same.
Right.
Ever since then. And I don't like that shit.
I know that's right.
She probably don't mind it. I don't fucking know. But, you know what I'm saying? But she ain't say nothing back. But I just said, and I don't like it. I don't like that, you know, we not cool buddies.
Right.
You know, I don't like it. We ain't really friends no more and shit. Now you goddamn, now you just my mama. You know what I'm saying? Who the fuck just want to have a mama? You know what I'm talking about? Like, for real, like, you know, like, you ain't no ice cream on top of that. Ain't no cherry. Ain't no bada boom, bada bang.
Right.
A mama now. You just one of them people, you know what I'm saying, that I can't fuck with. This hurt. You become, you know, less than, you know, goddamn. Now, mama ain't the top. I just want to put that on record. There's a higher fucking title. You know what I'm saying? It's called Best Friends Through Thick and Thin, motherfucker.
True indeed.
You know
right.
what I'm saying?
Yes,
it's
indeed.
Called Happy for Each Other and shit.
Man,
you know what I'm saying?
Really?
Now you just somebody now that gave birth to me like a motherfucker that I've known for 40-some fucking years that I find out is a jealous, goddamn it, fucking, what Tony say, pick the fucking bone, dry-ass broad. Mm-hmm. She turned. She always will pick the bone dry. That's just her shit. But this shit here has totally, like,
brought it out.
It hurts like
out.
A motherfucker. Mm-hmm. And I know my daddy sent somewhere said, the whole time you thought it was me, bitch. It was that whole jealous of you. Never seen my daddy said that. The whole time you thought it was me, right? You thought it was
right.
me. Thought it was me. I'm happy for anything you do. I don't give a fuck what you do. I'm happy, happy. Talk about you all the fucking time, bitch. I'm
right.
happy, happy, happy.
Right. Sometimes and it will be an event or something that happened to you that draw
them,
it out.
Or them.
That
draw
person. It out of them.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying?
I'm still the fucking same. I ain't changed.
Right.
I don't
right.
give a fuck. I have not changed. Money ain't changed me. Clothes
right.
ain't changed me. Houses ain't changed me. Niggas ain't changed me. Just made me wiser. All this shit just made me wiser. But I have never changed. I have been the same motherfucker. You hear me?
Yes.
I have never changed. No matter what, God damn it, my son got locked up, still in prison. That shit ain't changed me. It dropped me to my knees and I got right the fuck back up. It never changed my heart. You know what I'm saying? It never changed who the fuck I am. This shit done just switched up on everybody, goddamn. Like, what the fuck? But shit. I mean, I just thought that stupid me. You know what I'm saying? That, you know, like I wouldn't have never fathomed that they put me in what is a fake homeless type situation. I ain't never homeless. Just money solve problems. Remember I told you motherfuckers that shit? Remember I told you that? Money is to solve fucking problems. But you can't live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God. And I remember giving this bastard $19,500, giving him back the fucking key the same damn day, got a hotel at the Ritz-Carlton that's $2,500 the next day, and I booked it for 2 days. The next day I get a fucking Airbnb that's $6,000. Another Airbnb for $6,000. Found this house, had to give these motherfuckers $21,000 or $25,000, I can't remember. You understand? The move, Neff, was $4,000 for them to take the shit out of the storage, which is 3 hours of fuck away from where the fuck I'm staying.
Right.
Bring the shit back to their location, which is probably 45 minutes from where I'm staying. Move, bring my stuff to this location and take Sananda's shit all the way to Fort Lauderdale. That was a $4,000. Motherfucker, can you buy that? Do you have the fucking money to solve fucking problems? I told you, motherfucker, money
right.
is to solve problems. It ain't got shit to do with pleasure or pain. It is to solve fucking problems. Had I not had the money to solve the fucking problem, then, yeah, I would have been homeless. I really would have been homeless. You know what I'm saying? The first month was $6,000 Airbnb, $19,500 for the motherfucking house that I didn't get, that they won't give me my money back, according to them. Then a $2,500 hotel room for 2 days, which I didn't only stayed in one. Then a $6,000 and some change Airbnb for the next fucking month. Then $25,000 for the first month, last month, and fucking deposit for the house I'm in now. Still having to goddamn still pay the rest of the goddamn bills and expenses and shit that I've accumulated for over the past goddamn umpteen fucking thousand goddamn years. That's a lot. And having to move my daughter because she in med school, you feel me, in Fort Lauderdale some fucking where. Come on now. Money solves fucking problems. Money ain't for shit the fuck else. Stack that money till the problem comes. Other than that, you will be homeless. You will be fucking carless. You will be foodless. You will be, you know, whatever the fuck less it is. It ain't for the goddamn fuck off. It's to solve fucking problems. I keep telling you motherfuckers. What you saying, Tony? Grown folks are now talking. I keep telling these motherfuckers ain't for about no damn shoes. You know what I'm talking about now? That shit ain't going to solve. Shoes ain't going to solve a goddamn
right.
thing.
At all.
You know what I'm saying? That shit ain't about nothing else. You got money, stack that motherfucker, because problems are going to fucking come.
I live that shit. That's
money
right.
Money solve fucking problems. It's not more money, more problems. It's money solve problems.
Yes.
And I remember writing this motherfucker a check, the last Airbnb motherfucker check. And I said out loud, I was in his little Airbnb house, and I said, money solve problems. Good thing I got the money. You understand? Good thing I got the motherfucking money. And then this motherfucker gonna say back, he gonna say back to me something about happiness or some old shit. You know what I'm saying? Nah. No, humans want to be happy. You know what I'm saying? I'm not into happy, motherfucker, okay? And then, and to be honest with you, the only motherfuckers that need to be into happy is Indians. But that's a whole nother fucking, if you know what the fuck I'm talking about, is that damn, if you was taught right, only Indians is supposed to be fucking happy. Okay? Need some happy in their life. God damn it. And happy, I think, if I'm not mistaken, Neff is the god of fertility.
I think you're right.
You know what I'm saying? I need the fucking god of fertility, motherfucker. I need goddamn mammoth, the god of money.
Man,
motherfucker.
Right,
goddamn, shit hit the fucking fan. I got to be able to, goddamn it, buy some fucking spray. So I don't have to smell that shit. Need money to buy some spray on. Need money to clean up the goddamn shit that done hit the fan. Need to buy some supplies to clean that shit up. Yeah, man. It's a motherfucker, man. But that's what hurt, man.
I know it did.
Yeah. That's what did it for me, man. Like, damn. I have nobody now. You know what I'm saying? I hate to say that in a sense, though. I know I got some of you motherfuckers. The rest of you like, ugh, so tie this bitch at the bottom and then raise to the top like a motherfucking cake in the oven. I was really enjoying the show when she was, like, homeless. Her money was taken and shit.
No.
But this, goddamn it, shit was motherfucking, it was perfect, perfect.
Mm-hmm. That's a miserable motherfucker right there. When that's what you
there
get to enjoy.
No. Yeah, there are plenty. There are plenty that like a sad ending. You know what I'm
right.
saying? Glad her daddy died and shit. Then they got pissed off when they found out this motherfucker came and called me on my phone.
Right.
Oh, fuck. Fuck.
Right. Damn shit going in her favor.
The bitch didn't lose a loved one.
Right.
She gained a heavenly father.
Literally.
Fuck. Motherfucker, this bitch here, you damn right, God. Let them know who you got, baby.
That's right.
Let them know. That's why, hey, Jesus was never crucified. He was only made to look that way, motherfucker.
Right.
Which means that shit wasn't gonna happen. The cup my father gave me, I shall not drink. Motherfucker, touch me, feel my wounds, see that I am alive. Bitch, I'm Jesus. Jesus said, motherfucker, I'm God's child. The fuck is wrong with you? I'm a real God child. Y'all walking around this bitch talking about you a child of God. You no child of God. You're a child of man with your miserable, fucked up ass life. There is no ETs for you. Ain't nobody came down. Look, Neff, ain't nobody came down in Genesis and fucked one of your ancestors, and you have.
You're not of the bloodline at all.
You are not of the bloodline, motherfucker.
Right. Say that shit.
You are not of the royal bloodline. You know, it's just goddamn it, Kunta and whoever the fuck had your ass. That ain't got nothing to do with us. Yeah. And I keep hearing the prophet Gabron, you come through your parents, but not from them.
Right.
Well, he say you. He says children comes through the parents, but not from them.
Okay.
Maybe he does use the word you. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
And then I'm going to tell you what I keep hearing. That part in the, and it's in the Holy Tablets too, but I told y'all I've been in the Black Book. War doesn't make you burst, motherfucker, if you just try it. You don't really need soda and beer, I tell you. War to let you burp too now. The part, Neff, in the Black Book, but it's also in the Holy Tablets. But the part
right.
it says is that your mothers and fathers feared that you would rise up against them. So what they did was disconnect your higher senses. No, let me do it again.
Okay, okay.
The mothers and fathers, I think you said the mothers and fathers, the mothers and fathers feared that you would rise up against them and want your freedom and independence. That's it. And what they did was disconnect your higher senses. It's your four higher senses, so you only operate on your lower senses, some shit like that. That stays with me. The first time this holy tablet show, Zena, going around, what's it, four times a charm or whatever, I read it in there, one of the previous shows of the holy tablets, but it didn't stick until I got to the black book. You know what I'm saying? I just read right through it. The mothers and fathers feared as you would rise up against them, so they disconnected your fucking four higher senses. But the word independence and freedom is not in there, if I'm not mistaken, in the holy tablets. But it's in the black book. So I keep thinking about that. And now I study people more and more. You know what I'm saying? I study their actions and ways. And if you are, it's like people fear. It's not just your mothers and fathers, like they say, the mothers and fathers. It said the mothers and the fathers, or your mothers and fathers. Talking about the ones that actually created you, okay? The ones that put these little two niggas in the garden or some old shit, you know? But you find out, or you learn through life, that just about everybody now that has come into one's life fears, for real, they fear that you would rise up, and against them mean what? Want your freedom and independence. That's their fear. So, and like the holy tablets say, it's not too many motherfuckers want to be free. So they quarantine this bitch, but fuck the quarantine part. Just think about not too many motherfuckers want to be free.
Absolutely.
And that
That's
is
right.
exactly, and the reason why they don't want to be free and independent is because they don't have all their, they don't have their four higher senses. That's why. You know what I'm saying? That's why I sound like want, 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 want when I tell a motherfucker, all you got to do is leave. Get rid of them. They don't understand what I'm saying. You know what I'm saying? Cut them off. Move the fuck on. They don't understand that shit. Because, and I'm going to tell you why. Telepathy and intuition and clairvoyance and psychometry would have been told you before someone on the physical plane said it out their mouth. You know what I'm saying now?
Yeah,
because then you automatically rise up. You cannot enslave a motherfucking psychic person. You know what I'm saying? You can't get a psychic motherfucker to enslave. You know what I'm saying?
Right,
you can be
right.
with a psychic motherfucker. You can laugh with a psychic motherfucker.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? You can even cry with a psychic motherfucker. You can live with a psychic motherfucker. But you are not going to, you cannot trick them or indirectly get them to abide or obey or submit.
Right.
You can't do that. It's going to be a conflict there. It's going to be some fucking problems. You know what I'm saying? You cannot get them to reduce themselves down because their four higher senses is working, not their lower senses. So you can't use that on them. You can't think that that's going to work. You can't play on their emotions.
That's
you understand?
Right. Yeah. I follow you, yes.
You know what I'm saying? You are not going to be able to do that because they already have ascended. You're just looking at the physical form. They already done went up, talked. They done had a conversation or they done talked to the motherfucker. They done talked to the motherfucker and say, you better not. Don't give up your shit for this motherfucker.
At all.
Don't give up who you are for this motherfucker.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like, they already done consulted the ones on high.
Yes.
And then come right back. They right back on the couch now. They body right there, and this motherfucker trying to convince you, who got four higher senses, on what to do and how to do it and when to do it and why you ain't blah, 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 that type of shit. And they done left their body and had a fucking whole goddamn conversation about your ass with the motherfuckers on high.
Right.
They have telepathy, motherfucker. They
yes,
are
indeed.
Only got it. They of course say get rid of it. And let me tell you something.
Yes.
A motherfucker is talking to me. A human, a fucking mortal. I have a motherfucker in my inner ear saying, listen to every word come out that motherfucker's mouth.
Right.
And this motherfucker gonna say this, that, and the fucking third. Don't listen. Don't obey. Shit like that. Don't do
okay.
that shit.
Yeah.
You give fucking instructions while a dumbass human is talking. I am getting instruction.
Right.
Okay,
like, don't do
it's
that
coming
shit.
From within.
Yes.
And then I hear him say, but say this back to them when they say this. Give me the right words to say back. That's
right.
Psychic. So there's no way. And when I read it in the Black Book this time, that they are afraid that you will rise up against them and want freedom and independence. It made me look at what freedom and independence really is now. It ain't about money. It ain't about having your own car, your own house, your own job, your own money, and none of that shit. It's about being psychic. That's what freedom and independence is, because he says that is why they disconnected your barothery gland, so that you could stay a slave, so that you can stay dependent.
Right.
And never want independence. So
true.
You can stay in bondage and not want freedom.
Right.
So and then he said, and this is why you only operate on your lower senses. Taste, see, hear, smell, feel, and touch. Whatever the fuck, that was six, but you get what I'm saying. Yeah. So it made me see freedom and independence is about being psychic. That's real freedom and independence. So you can't be enslaved. So you can't be under mind control. You know what I'm saying? You won't be mentally enslaved. They can't get you. That woke me up. I said, God damn it, listening to mortals, God damn it, them motherfuckers have you believe in freedom and independence is being able to fucking have your own money or some shit. Have your own house, have your own car, own all that dumbass shit, and that's not it. It's having your psychic fucking powers. That's what that shit is. It's having your psychic powers. Yep. That's what they fear. So they, you know what I'm saying? Now, so just think about, listen to this saying, listen to this. I got to dance on it a million times. Listen, your mothers and fathers feared that you will rise up against them and want freedom and independence. So they disconnected your barothery gland, which gives you your psychic powers, telepathy, intuition, clairvoyance, and psychometry, and reduced it down to your five lower senses, which is taste, see, hear, touch, and smell, and whatever fuck else I missed. What does that tell you? Freedom and independence is being psychic. That's what it tells you. That's what the fuck it tells you, don't it? That they didn't want you to rise up against a motherfucker, not physically, but psychically. Not emotionally, but psychically. That's where your freedom and independence is, in your psychic powers. It ain't in money. You know what I'm saying? If you don't have psychic powers, you ain't got shit. You a slave. And you know what I'm talking about? That frees you. That makes you independent, baby. And it gets you to be rightly fucking guided. That's what they was afraid of, you know? Freedom and independence. Your pituitary gland gives you that. Ain't that something? So it's not something that you're watching on TV, Neff, Atlanta Housewives or some dumbass shit, and a whole bunch of bitches leave a nigga. And then dumbass niggas say, the problem is these bitches want to be independent and free. That has nothing to do with that shit. Does it? It has nothing to
not
do with
all.
It. Them bitches still ain't psychic, though. That's bullshit.
That's true.
Now,
they're not rightly guided. They ain't operating off their higher senses at all.
We
want to call it the
now
higher
we
self,
know
whatever.
Now we know that your psychic powers give you that. And the opposite of psychic powers or psychic senses is your lower senses. And the opposite of freedom and independence is bondage and dependency. Nothing to do with moving on with your life. Ain't that something? You understand? Nothing to do with breaking up with somebody and going about your way. Dumb people do that all the time. Emotional people or people who operate on their lower senses, trust me, they don't have many, but it was time for them to move the fuck on. You know what I'm saying? It's just like that. But you cannot be enslaved, shouted. You will not be in captivity. You know what I'm saying? You won't be in poverty either. You know what I'm saying? It's something, I don't know who it is, but I can't remember now. But Doc is vibrating on this flesh and blood versus, I guess, I'm making this shit up now, versus on high, the word of God. You got it? He read something in the Holy Tablets or heard of Dr. York class, and Dr. York mentioned flesh and blood. You got me? Flesh and blood is the way Dr. York did that shit. Basically, all fucking mortals, flesh and blood. Stop listening to flesh and blood, all mortals. So, you know, somebody, so you think flesh and blood is kind of like friends or family, flesh and blood. But no, is any fucking mortal, anybody with flesh and got blood in their ass, don't fucking listen to their ass. Listen to the words of the Most High Highest talking to you. When Doc finally mentioned it again on my walk today, and I said, that means you need psychic powers, motherfucker. That means you need to be psychic-er. You need to tune in a little bit motherfucking more. Because, you know what I'm saying? Because, yeah, that's them telling you. You know what I'm saying? That's them telling you. That's them showing you, guiding you. You know what I'm saying? So that's why you got to be more psychic-er. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, you do.
You got to be more psychic-er.
Yes, you do.
Because yeah. I'm going to tell you, man, I hate listening to flesh and blood. Mm-hmm. I'm in tune enough to know that them motherfuckers don't know what the fuck they talking about.
Well, absolutely.
I know it. Flesh
yeah.
and blood, a.k.a. mortals, have been programmed to say the same shit to every fucking body. But you can't say that shit to me. The same lines, no matter what
right.
it is. You know what I'm
right.
saying? Like, y'all programmed to say that same dumbass fucking shit.
Very true.
Which is why I gotta watch a fucking equalizer to hear that shit. to get this burden off me, this wrestling and self and spiritual abuse that I'm doing to myself. I had to fucking watch that shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
In order to get that shit lifted and shit. Like, y'all motherfuckers don't know the fuck y'all saying. This too shall pass. Bitch, shut the fuck up. The fuck? Deprogram yourself. Get that shit out your fucking head. To each his own. Shut the fuck up, you damn robot dumbass motherfucker. Fucking mortal ass motherfucker just picking up words thinking that shit gonna work for everybody. That shit ain't gonna work. It don't work for everybody. You know what I'm saying?
That's true. Oh, yeah.
Because everybody ain't fucking mortal, motherfucker. Everybody just got... Yeah, that shit right there, another one, Tony, just do you. That's dumbass nigga. Shut the fuck up, you fucking mortal, motherfucker. That shit, that nigga, do you have any higher wisdom that you can goddamn share and wake a bitch up? Motherfucker, shut the fuck up, you fucking mortal. They won't even be quiet enough and ask God, tell me. This is what I do. When somebody is going through something, I go in and I ask the Most High, give me the word to give to this motherfucker. It's called being silent. Don't be quick to fucking talk. Bitch, look at your face. You got two ears and one motherfucking mouth. You need to hear twice as much as you speak. God,
yes,
damn. You know what I'm saying? If they wanted you to fucking talk, they'll put a mouth all over your goddamn body, motherfucker. Like, then you really the one that's supposed to be talking. But I always ask, though, how can I help this motherfucker? What? Give me the words to say the right shit. You know what I'm saying?
Yes, indeed.
Yeah. I got to go up. You know what I'm saying? If I'm going to help you, I can't stay where I'm at. You know what I'm saying? You hear me? You get what I'm saying, right? I can't be me. I got to be the motherfucker. I got to be the motherfucker.
Right. Yes.
I got to go up. You know what I'm saying? Because only they really do know the words. You know what I'm saying? Like the fucking chant that brought down the walls of Jericho. Because you're talking about they know the right words. I don't know you, motherfucker.
Right.
I don't know what the fuck you goddamn need.
Right.
Know what word that can fucking free your ass from bondage or some shit or whatever the fuck, where that can wake you the fuck up. So I have to ask them. And there's two things I either hear. Tell them this, or they say, don't say shit to that motherfucker. Just let them keep fucking talking. Till they tie and hang up or some shit. Now they say, don't say shit. Let that motherfucker stay the way the fuck they are. This one here, we gives you nothing for. Because it ain't one of ours. For real. They be like, nothing, we're closed for today. Is that what you got to do? What up, Nanurta? How you doing? Like the damn Bible and shit. I don't know what the fuck these humans be saying, though, man. That shit be... I don't know what to say to a human. I still ain't figured it out. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to say what humans say. You know what I'm saying? Back to a human. You know what I'm saying? I still ain't figured out, like, damn, I really want to say, I give my condolence, but I really don't. I don't have any. You know what I'm saying? Like, I don't want to fucking just tell you everything everybody else done said. I don't want to say congratulations because it ain't really a congratulations. You know what I'm saying? Like, I know too much. I don't know what to fucking say. So I just say something extra. Now, I say something else. I'd be like, you did that. That's what I say. Good for you. Keep going.
Right.
Don't stop. Like,
that's what I say. Yeah, I'd be like,
keep going
up.
Don't stop. You did good. Now,
yeah.
Keep going. This is a little bit, motherfucker. Like, I think it was, like, this is something, but you keep going. God damn it. I don't know how to fucking goddamn,
right.
You know what I'm talking about? Like, the fuck.
With you on that, I do the same.
Yeah. I don't know how to do that, baby. I don't know how to talk to these fucking humans. Like, you know, I can't be a robot around this motherfucker and shit. They should be throwing out words, catchphrases and shit. Like, bitch, don't throw that shit at me. Bitch, I ain't finna catch that. I feel very disrespected. You know what I'm saying? As a matter of fact, I really want to tell Doc, and I'm gonna tell him, and I'm gonna tell him when this show go off. I was like, Doc, I am so fucking tired. Now, mind you, this nigga on his way to work, right? I said, I'm so fucking tired. I'm about to go lay my ass down. This nigga say, I wish I can lay with you, girl. That is the most disrespectful, fucking evil shit I've heard.
Ooh.
Since my mother said, fuck you, bitch. What the fuck that shit gonna do for me? I don't, dude, who the fuck you think you talking to, motherfucker? Fuck you think I'm just some, you know what I'm talking about? Like, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Don't fucking say that old hoe-ass shit to me, motherfucker. Who mic is open? Who that?
It's Zena.
Come on in, baby. Zena, come on in.
Give me a minute. Don, great day to you.
Okay, well,
hey,
mute your background
now.
And come in anytime you feel like it real quick. But Neff got somewhere to go in a minute. I think she said practice at 4. What time is it? 3 hours of... What
yes,
the fuck
two
is
years.
3 hours
two
from...
Two
oh, okay,
yeah,
okay. What, you got to take a three-hour drive?
No.
Okay.
It's about 45.
Anyway, Tony, everything else hurt their feelings. Let that man... This nigga can't even type. Lay by that. Say, what the fuck, Tony? But anyway, now, I felt so fucking nasty. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And I wish I could be in bed with you, lay with you, some old goddamn shit. I forgot whatever the first thing the nigga fucking said. Right? And I say back to this motherfucker, I said, Doc, you need to get the fuck over that.
Okay, I see what Tony said.
So I say back to Doc now, nigga, you need to get the fuck over that.
Okay.
So about 2 seconds, mind you, I'm tired. I'm fucking really fucking tired, you know? And
right.
So about 2 seconds later, that nigga say back like, damn. I had it, and I gone. Hold on. He say some shit about 2 seconds back and say some shit like, oh, so you over what now? I need to get over what now?
Right.
Oh, so I need to get over, like, what? I said, look here, motherfucker. Motherfucker, I'm not playing. I'm not dealing with you, bitch. And I hung up the phone. The fuck you think the fuck this shit is today, motherfucker? See, this nigga ain't never been in a relationship with a mama and shit. I'm not talking. I'm not finna nigga back, bitch, back, motherfucker. This ain't the day for that, motherfucker. Like, now we finna go back. Now, bitch, you want me to, what the fuck? So we do, get over what? What part do I need to get over and shit? Motherfucker, back, bitch. I already put up the damn sign. I am tired. That means, motherfucker, I'm not finna tire myself out to your bitch ass over that hoe-ass shit you said to me. That's some hoe-ass shit. Made me feel hoe. You know what I'm saying? Made me feel like a fucking hoe with your goddamn ass. Like, what the fuck? Like, motherfucker. Fuck, goddamn, the fuck you think I am, nigga? You know what I'm talking about? You think I'm some fucking woman that wants some man in her fucking bed, bitch?
Baby.
The fuck, nigga? The fuck? Motherfucker? Like, think this what the fuck I'm here for, bitch? You know what I'm talking about?
I feel you.
God damn. I mean, made me feel a little nasty and shit.
Yeah. I don't even think men be conscious of that shit they say sometimes and how, ugh.
And then gonna put it back on me like I done said the wrong shit. Like I done
right.
Like, so which way I need to be? No, I said, well, nigga, you need to get over that. So what I need to get over? Motherfucker, the fuck? What part I need to get over? Some old shit. Like, nigga, you ain't finna put that shit on me, bitch. You the one that fucking disrespected me, motherfucker. I ain't never been disrespected a day in my goddamn life. By no goddamn nigga. I wish I could get into bed with you. Motherfucker, do you understand what I am right now, nigga? Do you understand that I'm so past the whole man and female bullshit, nigga?
Mm-hmm.
I felt, you don't say that to the Most High, nigga, when the Most High had to rest on the 7th day. Wish I could get in bed with you, motherfucker. Most High was tired as fuck, bitch.
Right.
You ain't never say, I wish I could be in that bed with you, old Most High, old God. Motherfucker, treat me like you treat that motherfucker. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes. Flesh is a motherfucker. Yes.
God damn it. Don't say no shit like that to me, motherfucker. Give a fuck who you are. You know what I'm saying? I don't give a fuck how many times we done slept together, motherfucker. Like, don't fucking ever say no shit like that to me. You know what I'm talking about?
Yes.
I was goddamn pissed. It ain't even that. If he wouldn't have come back with what point I need to get over, it would have been okay. I probably wouldn't have had this conversation with you motherfuckers. Okay? I probably would have totally forgot when we got off the phone. We would have had a great conversation. I would have had enough energy to ride on the phone with this nigga until he get to work. But when that motherfucker came back with what, this, that, and the fucking third, girl, that shit did it. It was that. It wasn't even no longer, look, Nap, it wasn't no longer wish I could get in bed with you. It wasn't even that, nigga. You just
right.
Gonna keep fucking with a bitch.
Poking
and
at you.
And already
yeah.
Disrespected me and shit.
Right. It's almost like picking a fight.
Like I'm some goddamn.
So you didn't start,
trick
now you start something. Yeah.
Like I'm some trick. You don't fucking say no shit like that. Like we just got together or some old shit, and you trying to hit on the bitch. You know what I'm saying? Nigga, I'm not interested in you like that no more. That puppy love shit for 20-some years ago, motherfucker. This is like, you know what I'm talking about now. God damn it, that shit would have sound good 20-some years ago,
do.
Motherfucker. God
yeah.
Damn it. Motherfucker. Like, you know what I'm talking about? You know, like when I was 25, motherfucker. You feel me?
Right.
You say that shit. But, motherfucker, I done been with your ass and hurt. Yeah, I've been with you forever. Bastard, don't you ever fucking say that shit like we brand new. Motherfucker,
right,
the
right.
Fuck?
Woo!
Like we brand new and shit. Dating, motherfucker. That's the most disrespectful shit ever. You know what I'm talking about? That's the moral of the story,
yeah.
Right there. That shit, that fucking, yo. Fuck, what the fuck be wrong with these folks? You know what I'm talking about?
I that too.
Who said that shit? Tony, look, Tony got them act like your way. That's them Sagittarius. Ain't Tony a Sag?
No.
That's a fucking Terriers. What the fuck that nigga say? That's that Sag shit.
What did you say? What the part I just said, I figured out what he said.
Somebody said something, though. Shit. Damn. Oh, that's right. You're an Aquarius. That's right. That's right. It was some shit. I know I heard somebody say something. Oh, no, Don. He just wanted just to lay down. He tied to or some old shit. Get the fuck out of here.
Oh,
some
no,
kid, the
no.
Motherfucker said.
No, what Tony said, he said, let that man lay up next to that cat. That's what he said.
It ain't no let, man. That ain't the point of let. It's the fact that the motherfucker
right.
Said that shit.
Right.
See, man gonna miss it every time, ain't it? Because they don't need knowing. I mean, only reason why y'all motherfuckers don't know is simply because y'all have been in the presence of bitches who don't know and don't put your ass in check. You know what I'm saying? Y'all have been getting away with that shit forever. Every bitch you get with, on the phone with her. Ooh, I'm tired. I'm tired now, Tony. Tony said, I wish I could lay down with you. She always say, motherfucker, what, bitch? Nigga, don't call me ever again with that whole ass shit. The fuck you take me for, motherfucker? The fuck you take me for, some bed wench for you, bitch? Yeah, but y'all ain't never been checked before. That's why y'all think I keep getting away with that shit. It's just because the dumb hoes you goddamn be saying that shit to ain't none of them don't know. They don't know shit.
True indeed.
They don't know. They think it as a compliment. Oh, guess what, Sarah? That motherfucker said she can lay with me, bitch. She can lay down with me and shit. The fuck you want to lay down for, Adam? Don't you got some work to do by the sweat of your fucking brow back? The fuck back.
Right.
I know too much. Fuck you. This nigga only way to work talking about he wish he could lay with me. Adam, you don't fucking tear the fucking ground, motherfucker. The fuck? Nigga, if we both laying down, who goddamn bringing the goddamn bread back? Motherfucker, get the fuck out of here. Motherfucker, you the fuck? Nah, but I really felt... I swear, man. I felt like a piece of goddamn meat. Like that nigga called me a cat. Called what? I ain't no fucking cat, motherfucker.
Right.
Like, you know, a piece of meat. Let that nigga lay next to that cat. Meat. Meat, motherfucker.
Yeah.
Meat. Fucking meat and shit.
Unfortunate, yeah.
I know, I know. <laughs> I know, I know. <laughs> Get that damn for real, man. That way I got that. I tell that motherfucker, man, the fuck, man. I said, get over that, motherfucker. You nigga, the fuck possessed you to say that bullshit? And I hung up in the nigga's face. I just say, I'm laughing because I get that shit too. So I can only laugh. Yeah, I'm yeah, but your ass ain't quick with it like me. You ain't say, you need to get the fuck over that shit, motherfucker. The fuck, nigga, I'm no longer your bad wench, bitch.
Right.
Motherfucker, get over, stop saying that damn sick-ass shit, motherfucker.
Right.
Go out there and date the world, motherfucker, and say that shit. The fuck is wrong with you, motherfucker? That's dating saying. You know
right.
what I'm saying? I never say no shit like that to you, Neff. I just want to tell you that. I never say that
right.
to man, nigga. Give a
right.
fuck if I'm interested in a motherfucker or not.
Right.
I never say no goddamn whole ass
yeah,
shit like that.
I never said no shit like, ooh, I just wish I could lay right next to you right now.
Nigga be like, ooh, baby, I'm tired.
Kind
I don't went to
thing.
Work. I done went
right.
to work, I'm tired as fuck. I done worked 5 damn days, baby. I'm tired. I got to hang up the phone. I wish I could go over, lay over there with you, though, while you're tired. We don't do no hoe-ass shit like that. Man is a fucking hoe in his head, and then the hoe come out his fucking mouth. He's just a filthy, defiled motherfucker and want to hoe your ass, too. Right along, then get pissed off that you don't abide by the whole goddamn
right.
protocol, whole procedure.
The man is a whore.
The whole code. Get mad that you ain't fucking responding as part of the whole code.
Right.
You responded different. I guess we're supposed to go, hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee-hee. You so funny. You so funny. But take your
right.
ass to work, boy. You so crazy. Next time, motherfucker. Ain't nobody got time for that whole ass shit. Ain't no pandering bitch here.
Right. I tell them to go on with that. Exactly. We know because you know how we talk.
See, I said the same
thing.
I told that nigga, I tell that nigga get over that shit. I said, mm-hmm. nigga, you need to get over that, motherfucker. That's amazing. A nigga ain't never got turned down in the relationship, ain't it? Like, they fucking ain't take us.
let them testify.
Nigga ain't never got turned down while in a relationship, get turned down by the one he in a relationship with. They do not like that, do they? The fuck type
not
of hoe. That hoe don't stay a hoe. It don't even fucking matter. Hoe gonna stay a hoe. You gonna turn me down, bitch? We in a relationship, man. I ain't nobody's property, man. Ain't nobody sleeping next to me, man. Fuck, I look like. Nobody gonna sleep next to me when I'm dead, motherfucker. So I'd rather enjoy living. Well, it's gonna be a whole bunch of motherfuckers sleeping next to me if I'm dead, especially if I buried the body, huh? I have strangers laying next to me and shit. White man, dead-ass white man on the right of me, dead-ass nigga on the left of me, dead-ass nigga in behind my tombstone, and another dead-ass nigga in front of my tombstone. The motherfuckers, I don't even fucking know, gonna be sleeping next to me. I might as well know myself while I'm alive and sleep with myself. Shit, if they bury my body, but motherfucker, burn that bitch. I don't want no neighbors. Isn't that right? I don't want nobody to goddamn next to me in the cemetery, motherfucker, unless you put me in my own cemetery. Put private property. And anybody else died in the fucking family, you put their ass in Green Acres Cemetery or some fucking way. You bet not. How the fuck I'm going to rest in peace if too many dead motherfucking bodies next to me. Then people be walking over your grave, going to a funeral, making all that loud noise, singing and shit. Can't nobody rest in goddamn peace at no fucking grave, in no grave nest. Motherfucker moving
got
around
ass
your ass and shit.
Playing,
yeah, playing around and shit, picking up your goddamn flowers and throwing that shit. The fuck, you got a goddamn yard, man, mowing the damn grass while you trying to rest in peace, making all that goddamn noise. Everybody saying,
air blowers and shit.
The fuck? The fuck ain't nobody resting in goddamn peace at no fucking cemetery. That's too much noise. Traffic and shit, police calls, ambulance making noise, passing the damn cemetery and shit. The fuck is that shit? Houses behind the cemetery doing barbecue, loud noise, domestic violence and shit, man. There ain't nobody in the goddamn nobody in no grave resting in fucking peace. Okay? With all that damn ruckus. Ain't that right?
Hey.
Then the motherfucker ignore your goddamn grave and shit. They goddamn be right there next to yours at somebody else's and shit, putting flowers and candies and bells and cookies, and you ain't getting a goddamn thing. You know what I'm talking about? Don't need shit and shit. pouring liquor in the grass and shit. You anti-liquor and shit. Now, got,
right.
now your next door neighbor, the liquor soil all in the soil, and and you can't stand all that. Now the casket reeking with liquor onto your casket and shit.
I'm going to pour a little liquor. Nigga, no.
Don't pour no liquor on my goddamn, what the fuck, nigga, this green, nigga, this gray. This shit going to goddamn end up smelling like liquor my damn self. Disrespectful motherfuckers. Ain't nobody resting in no goddamn peace. And that's some fucked up shit, ain't it? That's why I'm be burnt. Burn my motherfucking ass so I can be in a jar. Then put my shit in the fucking ocean.
Yes.
Nah, take my shit with you, Sheldon. Take me with you. I'm nosy. Where you going? To go
right.
Store. Take my vase, put it in a seatbelt. I'm going to go straight with your ass.
That's right.
Where y'all going? Y'all finna go goddamn vacation? Y'all going on some cruise? Take me with your motherfucking ass. take my vase with you, motherfucker. Take my urn. That's interesting. It's called
right.
Urn, right?
Yes.
And you got to earn a dollar. Got to earn a living. You got to earn shit for a living. All you got to do is, motherfucker, make sure your heart beats. You'll
all
be
right.
Okay.
Indeed.
You know what I'm saying? Anyway, what time is it now? What time y'all leave? Because I'm leaving with you. Take me with you, bitch.
No, we got to get up out of here about 3:15. At least we got to be out the house at 3:15.
Oh, okay. All right, I'm going to leave with you then. Everybody good? Anybody want to make a comment? Everything? Y'all got a little nice little laugh at Neff laugh. As long as Neff is laughing and Tony is laughing and shit. I did
Nick
my
bet laughing.
Laughing.
Yeah, it is.
Yes, that laughing, that's the best motherfucking medicine is laughter, I tell you.
Yes, it is.
Best medicine. Because sometimes shit ain't been funny, have it? Sometimes
not at
shit
all.
Ain't funny, motherfucker.
Right,
you be
at
trying
all.
To laugh when shit ain't funny. Like, fuck up shit. You can't even get it out and shit. Some shit just ain't fucking funny.
Right.
Want to laugh and kind of shit. But look here, Tony, clean your fucking head. Get your head out the gutter, motherfucker. Will you goddamn come over here around him? Come over here around him, man. You and Doc. Get y'all motherfucking head out the gutter, man. Y'all got to know that y'all in the presence of greatness, motherfucker. You hear me?
You got to say
great things to greatness. This ain't about you. It's about great. It's about Allah Akbar, motherfucker. Akbar, the greatest. You know what I'm saying? I know you bullshitting, Tony. You know I know. I know Doc wasn't bullshitting because, you know, that nigga took it to a whole nother level. What part I need to get the fuck over, bitch? So what you saying? So what you trying to tell me? I need to goddamn go on with my life since goddamn I need to go lay with somebody the fuck else. I need to get over laying with you and get under somebody the fuck else. Motherfucker, shit, nigga. Tired of playing goddamn house and shit, you feel me?
Oh, yeah,
man.
Come on.
I'm tired of playing relationships, man. I'm tired of that shit. I'm tired of playing. Like, I really want a monogamous motherfucker. What, no, the word monogamous is wrong. A platonic motherfucking relationship. Can I have a platonic relationship with a male?
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
I follow you. Yes.
Yeah. I want
get
a platonic relationship. Sick of this shit.
No.
sick of this shit, man. I'm sick of all this goddamn grown folks shit, man. I'm on a platonic relationship now, man. Goddamn, man, we done fucked for almost 20 goddamn years, man. Goddamn,
yeah.
can we just goddamn be platonic now, man? Like, goddamn.
I didn't say that to him one time about maybe 2 months ago. I've been fucking since I was 14. Am I never supposed to stop?
Like, fuck yeah, goddamn. Like, can I just have a platonic relationship, man? Goddamn. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? Can we talk about sex, man? But that's no fuck. That's as far as it go if we had to. On my terms, though, not on you, because that makes you nasty. Makes me think I'm nasty. If you fucking jumpstart the conversation, motherfucker. Like, I'm the woman, motherfucker. Like, I don't feel less than myself if I say, ooh, baby, I miss your dick. I miss your ding-a-ling. Like, I feel godly and shit. You know what I'm saying? But if a nigga be like, goddamn, I miss that fatty whitey. Nasty, sick, perverted, fucking evil, continuously wicked-minded man.
Like, can you let you be on your
original? Yeah, let me
kid.
Be the leader, motherfucker. Fuckers, you talking about? Let me lead this shit, motherfucker. I don't feel bad if I lead, motherfucker. I don't belittle myself. You know what I'm talking about?
Right.
Yeah, man. You don't feel like. Ooh, I can't believe I just said ding-a-ling. To that man, I wonder what he thinks about me. Because
right.
A nigga ain't going to never feel less than himself, right?
Oh, no, he's going
to
eat it up.
You remember that part on The Last Dragon when that bitch said, I would love to peel that banana.
Yes.
Goddamn me, Brulee, what it feel? No kind of way that nigga still stood nice. And
right.
Nice. Like, yeah, he was like,
Right.
Like, you know what I'm saying?
Like a master
like,
to me.
Damn. Oh yeah, he ain't feel little
right.
Or none of that. And she was
nope.
Thinking sexual, was she, Vanity?
Okay.
She was like, you sure look like a master to me. That nigga did not drop. Like, that bitch just turned me to a hoe. Just belittled me.
Oh, shit. Oh,
man,
man.
A woman can never belittle a motherfucker sexually and shit, man.
Right.
Not a man. Not even God, you know, because all the guys that came down and fucked bitches, they was with it. You want some dick? I was just about to say the same thing to you, Michael. Telekinesis. Oh. We in tune. Come get this pussy, motherfucker.
You ain't lying.
Yeah, man, that shit turned
What's
me the
up,
fuck out, man. What up, Zena? What you got for me, baby? How
you
been?
Got it. What's good? I'm, man, missing
you. Oh, man,
you.
I'm hugging you right now, bitch. Oh, my bitch.
I'm telling you, real talk, man. I told
I wish
you
I
that,
lay
man,
with
that
you,
shit just hit me.
I wish I could lay with you, Zena.
Man, that's...
A bulldog can say that shit, man. That shit make you feel less toot on it. Like, the fuck?
It is
the fuck
gross.
Back, you fucking trifling, nasty, fucking fake man, you.
Man.
Fake man.
Fake man.
How you been, though? What you got for me, Jenny?
You feel gross when they hit on me.
Man, for real, man. I ain't never got hit on one time, but these bitches, I walk more. Every time I see a bulldog, I go harder. I change my whole walk. I go harder. Start grabbing my dick and shit. Bitch, watch out there, hoe. I get super hard. Even when I see a man, too, I go harder. You know what I'm saying? Like, man, I got to feel shit. Nigga, you looking too much. Changed my whole walk. My body slants back and shit. Man, I gorilla walk that shit. Bad, bro. I'm after the same shit you after. If you don't bag the fuck back. Fuck out of here. With your nasty, lusting eyes. Sick bastard.
Hell no. What's up? But, Don, I wanted to ask you this, because I was listening in and out, right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm in and out. I ain't hearing the whole thing. But you was mentioning something with your mom. And I was wondering if that, what happened on the phone between y'all, was that an example of the truth, being truthful or being honest? Was that an example?
Oh, when she was like, when I said, Ma, Did you know I'm in the aeronautical community? I don't give a fuck about no goddamn shit. I don't give a fuck, bitch. What the fuck they gonna do for me, you fucking bitch? Shit ain't gonna make
right.
my life better, bitch.
Right.
Well, I told you my mom is very truthful. I said that earlier.
Very.
When I introduced
okay.
it. Yeah, I said she ain't honest, but she truthful.
Oh.
Yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Because I didn't hear that breakdown either, where you went with that. But I kind of understood it when you kind of threw those differences out there, but I didn't hear the whole, how you pulled it together. Or the difference.
Yeah, but that mm-hmm. shit hurt, though. Like, you know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Like, and I was afraid to even say it to her because I knew, like, unconsciously, I fucking knew that she would have an issue with my move, with my new place, after being homeless forever. You know what I'm saying? That she would, you know what I'm saying? She wouldn't be happy for it. You know what I'm saying? So I was scared to even bring that to her. And when I did, I got chopped down.
No.
You got me?
I hear you, because I'm, you know, how when you listen to stories, you be like thinking, what would you do? You know how you do. So, you know how it is when you, somebody telling you something, they, you know, and everything good, you ain't even thinking about your situation. And then when they say something, it reminds you of your situation. It's like, fuck.
Mm-hmm.
And was it one of the moments where she was like, fuck, man, I didn't get my shit together. And it just came across like, man, I don't give a shit about none of that shit you're talking about. I got to figure my shit out. Was it something like that?
No. But let me
no,
say
okay.
this. Because you just remember, you reminded me because I shared this. The first person I told was my son. And you know what that nigga said back to me? You do us
what?
The same goddamn way. I said, no the fuck I don't, motherfucker. Then I told Sananda. Sananda said, you do us the same way. I said, no the fuck I don't, motherfucker. You just reminded me that I did, you know what I'm saying? Because I wanted to tell somebody, like, my mama just hurt the fuck out of me. But I think they were stuck on the fact that I have hurt them with my words. But I've never.
Yeah.
If you've been down and you finally up, I want to hear everything about your up. This is a little bit different. You know what I'm saying? Now, I know I hurt people with words and shit. I know that. But I think that's why they were saying, you do us the same way. But I think that's what they were stuck on, but not the fact, not nigga, not if you graduate, not if you done leveled the fuck up and you been down forever, whatever forever is to you, you know what I'm saying? I want to hear your high, you know what I'm saying? I'm not finna shit on like, not today, motherfucker, that's y'all business. You know my life is fucked up right the fuck now. The fuck you calling me because your life done got better. Fuck you. Like, ain't no fucking way. Ain't no fucking way I have done that to my damn children. I've never done that to no fucking body. What I have done, if somebody want to tell me about somebody else's greatness, I'd be like, I don't want to hear about their greatness, motherfucker. Tell me about yours. Give a fuck. I know you. You feel me? Like, stop telling me about other people's greatness. Tell me about yours. As if you're my children or my nigga. You know what I'm saying? I got a problem with that. You feel me? Okay,
Zena. Now my next question, not just thinking about this. So if she had responded the way you would have wanted to hear, would that have been truthful of her?
Well, no, here's the things. I heard not to mention it about the word aeronautical, and I'm in the aeronautical community. Okay, I did hear it. That's what being psychic is about. But I wanted her to know how it all lined up for a player. But they told me not to because the bitch ain't finna goddamn receive it. That's why I really took my time. I was like, Mom, did you know? You know what I'm saying? Like, boy, I got the last unity out there. Bitch had she was ready. She didn't even well quiet. As soon as I said community, that bitch was like, fuck that. I don't give a fuck about that shit, bitch. She didn't even think for a minute. She already had it ready. Like, you know what I'm saying? She already had it ready. She didn't even ask, what is it? So then when she went the fuck up, I said, well, Mom, do you know what a no, I don't give a fuck what the fuck that goddamn shit is. I don't give a fuck about a community, bitch. What the fuck that's going to do for me, bitch? Like,
exactly.
She was already
right.
ready.
Mm-hmm.
If that helped, first, if that helped. Like, this bitch had her sword out regardless. You know what I'm saying?
I guess because I didn't did stupid. I don't want to call it stupid, but I know I've reacted in situations where I'd be like, fuck. You know what I'm saying? Where I had to kind of, I knew I reacted wrong. And
what,
was,
somebody
really,
else is down that they finally got up moments?
No, no.
Okay, this is what
no,
this is about.
I
stay focused.
Damn, but I just
this is what this
I
is about.
Like, this is what I'm getting to. I guess because what I heard, and like I said, I was in and out. But
now,
I
text
heard
Ananda
and
tell
mentioned...
her I'm on the show. Can you text Ananda because I can't use my phone right now. Can you text Ananda Neff and tell her I'm on the show?
Okay.
Yeah, so your mama got down doing the Donna Coleon show, bitch, you know. And let me tell you something else. Hold on, Zena. Hold that real quick. I gave everybody a fucking heads up. All my children. I said, motherfucker, you better use me. You know what I'm saying? You gon' because once I get back busy, motherfucker, I ain't talking to you, motherfuckers. Since I've been goddamn sitting in this cell, goddamn near about to rot to death, once I get out of this shit, I'm not gonna be available. That's what I told all of them, Zena. So ever since I've been on lockdown and shit, in a sense, you know what I'm saying, whatever the fuck this shit called, I call them, I'm busy, bitch, bye. Busy, bitch, bye. Everybody ain't got time for a player. And I said, just fucking wait. Just fucking wait. When I get in my right fucking mind, when I get motherfucking on my fucking feet, motherfucker, y'all won't hear from me anymore, goddamn again. Y'all gonna hear nothing but goddamn center fucking voicemail. You motherfuckers. That what
you
I told them
that's
all.
Not true.
That, how the fuck that's not true?
Because I know how
well,
you
and text Warrior and then say, Warrior, tell Sananda stop calling her your mama because she doing
wow.
her damn show. She back living her fucking life. Put that in there. And she ain't got time for
okay.
none of you bitches because y'all didn't have time for this bitch when she was doing time as a homeless woman. So fuck y'all.
Oh,
damn. Okay.
Oh, damn.
Put that in.
Okay.
Put that in there.
Put that all in that motherfucker. She back. Tell them. Your mama back living under her fucking best life without you motherfucker. So go fuck yourself. Go figure it out your fucking self. Whatever the fuck, get seven jobs. Leave it the fuck alone. Because I've been calling them motherfuckers every day, early in the morning. Because I realized if I call in the afternoon, they busy. Call them in the morning. And shit, you up? Yeah. What you doing? Busy. Bitch, at 7 in the morning. Yep. Doing what? Watching That So Raven, I'm going to call you back. These grown-ass hoes got to watch.
Yeah.
And I'm thinking, okay, you watching That So Raven, which means... You going to call me back after this episode is off, and it's about a 30-minute episode. If I'm not mistaken, That's So Raven, 30 minutes. It's been a long time. God damn it, I called the bitch back the next day. I said, you ain't called me back after you watching That's So Raven. Bitch, I was watching all the episodes, 17 seasons. Are you fucking kidding me, bitch?
Y'all want to polish them off real quick, me and call you back.
Bitch, you got me thinking you are coming back in 30 minutes, bitch. So you going to let this motherfucking Death So Raven, 7 million fucking seasons, bitch. That's how busy you is, bitch. Well, guess what? Okay. Because when I get fucking busy, bitch, which means I'm unfuckwittable. You won't be able to fuck with me. Call my son. This nigga don't tell me he busy and he in fucking prison. I called him because I was down. I wanted to talk about my mama shit. And the motherfucker was like, Mom, well, you got to get over there. I got to go. I'm busy. I said, busy, nigga? What you doing? How the fuck is you busy, nigga? You got 20 years to just sit there and listen to motherfucking problems. The fuck are you fucking do? What the fuck is you busy? Everybody motherfucking busy. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, motherfuckers. Okay. I'm the one that ain't got shit to fucking do because I ain't got a goddamn thing. I get it. I ain't got no toys, no shows, no nothing. Wait till I get my shit back. And they know that shit. They know that. See what I'm saying? Look, mm-hmm. I ain't heard from Sananda in eons, Neff. Look at this shit.
Wow.
And it's no, y'all should know the fucking the signs. Soon as a motherfucker get back busy, then everybody want to call. But where mm-hmm. y'all was when I was nothing? When I was garbage? Where was ya? Where was ya? That's Gullah Geechee right there. Where was ya? Translate it. Where was ya?
Where was you at?
Where
you
at? Where was ya? Where the fuck was ya? The fuck? Fuck it is. Great day, Jair. Look at all my niggas coming in. Y'all niggas late to the party. Me and Neff got to take the boys to the game. Neff going to take me with him in the urn. Y'all way late. Shout out old Johnny come late ass niggas, man. But look here. Okay, back to you, Zena. What you got? I just had to do that brief intermission with my fucked up ass children.
Actually, that made it a lot more clear. I see. You know, what's going on? Not all the way what's going on, but I see what you saying. But I guess I just heard
for the
record,
man. I think my children ain't even happy for a player.
Okay.
What am I talking about? I think they hating. I think they jealous. I certainly know Tierra is. I know Tierra. Tierra keeps sending me the voicemail. She like, I don't want to hear shit. And I'm going to tell you how I know Tierra jealous. When Warrior got her own place, right, my daddy wanted to show her the place. For the record, she texts my daddy, who's dead to you motherfuckers but alive to us, text them on the phone and said, show me the way, show me where I'm supposed to stay. So he came to her, showed her where she needs to stay. Boom, she got the fucking key. You got me? You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, ooh, Tierra jealous ass ain't going to like this. So I called Tierra, right? Just like how I told you I called my mom, but the voice said she already knew you got your place, so she going to act all depressed. I called Tierra. She said, hey, Mom. I said, there she go. I said, oh, baby, you okay? No. I said, what you doing? What's that word? Retail therapy. Look, this bitch doing retail therapy, right? You understand? I said, there it is. See, they don't know I done got more psyche, though. You know what I'm saying? They tell me everything about these motherfuckers before I got them here, these motherfuckers out there. They say, Tierra jealous. Tierra hurt. That Warrior got her own place. You know what I'm saying? So she said, retail therapy. I said, retail therapy? I said, what part of retail therapy is it? Just looking at clothes and shoes. I said, but you the one that ain't got no place to stay, bitch. You need to be doing retail therapy at mansions and shit. You need to be looking at houses.
Oh, yeah.
It's like, the fuck? I mean, bitch, you got clothes. You do retail therapy. You look at shit that you don't have that you eventually will get. She was depressed when Warrior got her own apartment. She was jealous. Jealousy caused depression. Did you know that, Zena?
I guess.
Okay, did anybody with some sense know that jealousy also caused depression?
See that? I can understand how it would, but I don't.
Mm-hmm. Good, you can understand how it caused. Yeah. How you depressed and your little sister finally got her own place? Just because you ain't got one don't mean you got, you know, you done depressed yourself now. You know what I'm talking about? You get what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
And that same
mm-hmm.
thing happened
mm-hmm.
to my mama. I mean, first of all, my mama got a place. This bitch got them fucking depressed because I got me one. The fuck, who does that?
Oh, I'm saying, that's what I want to get to. Like, I
okay.
hear you.
Thank you.
Okay. I want to. Okay. You said, hear you out? I hear you out.
I said, help me out.
Oh, okay. That's what, I don't know if I can help you, but I'm just, when you, I don't see it as, because I heard you mention your mom was jealous. I was like, well, because you're such a strong person, I don't think nobody expected nothing less of you to get what you're going to get, you know, because you always make it happen. So it ain't like they're supposed to be like, oh, shit, for real? And because nobody, that's just what you do. And then you always never been in that, well, not in front of you. I don't know how long it's been since you've been in a situation like that to where you was, like, trying to figure things out, like the way you had to do what you had to do. So I just don't think nobody ever really seen you in that situation and didn't think it was that big of a problem for you. They probably thought, oh, she got it.
Because I had money, you know, to solve it. That's why.
Mm-hmm.
But it's still,
mm-hmm.
goddamn. I mean, why I have to be like this? Why I have to live like this?
Mentally, you strong. Everything about you is a real strong person. So you would be the last person your mom or anybody would be concerned about you getting it. It's like, okay, that's what's up. You got it. You know what I'm saying?
Zena, you missing it. I wanted to share. I didn't want to get cussed the fuck out.
That's what the problem is. You expected a different response. It's not that she was jealous. You just expected a different response.
No,
it
is
like,
jealous.
Okay.
God damn it. Listen, if it was anybody else, that's a little bit different, okay? Now,
right.
You know what I'm saying? If it was a little bit different, I understand. I called you at a bad time, little fake-ass friend of mine. Bitch, you always been jealous. But I understand. This ain't the first time, you know, shitted on my goddamn uprising, bitch. I get it. You know what I'm saying? But you don't expect it from your mama.
You don't. But
you know
y'all be so real with each other, man. I be hearing y'all communicating. I be like, wow.
That was before her husband kicked the bucket. Shit changed after that nigga kicked the bucket. You hear me? Her and my relationship changed. It ain't never been the same. It ain't the coolest. It ain't the realest no more. It ain't that. That's what I'm saying.
Okay.
That's what I'm saying. Like, it been like, I know you were in and out, man. I told you, man, bitch, that motherfucker accused me of murder. She told me I killed him. She told me I ain't getting shit. Fuck you. I hate you. You on my number one list, bitch. I don't ever want to see your face again, bitch. I hate you. This is what this bitch, this is a lot. All day, every day, after March 28th or after March 27th.
Can I say this real quick? And it has to do with what you just said. One thing I noticed about your mom, she's very resilient, and you
what
are too. Both y'all.
Don't be using no big words on me like that, you mortal.
Y'all don't hold on to stuff really. Y'all can get over something really fast. Well, your mom. Your mom don't really hold a lot of. I noticed y'all can say things to each other, and it's like.
And it just bounces off, right?
Yes.
Saying
like
something.
Love and laughter. And it's like, wow.
I know it is. And I miss that. It ain't been the same.
Y'all can say that. You know that saying goes, it's all fun and games till somebody get hurt, whatever. Y'all can do that with each other. Nobody get hurt. But something happened where, I don't know, you know, but I still think it's a misunderstanding in there somewhere. I don't think it's that level of malevolency, you know what I'm saying? Not from your mother. Other people, yeah, whatever. But no, I don't think your mom even, you know, like I said, y'all relationship is a little different from the outside.
Is Zena missing it, that shit ain't been the same since my father passed?
No, I heard it's that. I heard that, guys.
So, yeah, you're
that.
Stuck in the, you're stuck in pre-pass. This is post-pass. This is, right. You know what I'm saying? This shit. They always say that, you know, when somebody dies, it changes the dynamic of relationships. You know what I'm saying? It changed us. We are not the same. We're not, you know what I'm saying? I think I'm still the same.
How you say that? In a couple shows or on the Facebook Live, you were talking about that new spirit, and I love that live too because I understand it. But you was talking about your new spirit, your I don't give a fuck spirit, and how you feel like you've changed. Like, it is something.
Yeah, I did.
Yeah. So you
But that was that spirit. I wish I had that spirit when that bitch was on the phone, because then I wouldn't give a fuck. I wouldn't have felt nothing. The spirit left my ass.
Okay.
I think probably, you know what I'm saying, you know, spirit left me. It must
I got
have been, you. Bitch, you ain't, bitch, you nasty. You done defiled yourself. Fuck out of here. Spirit left or something. Because ain't no way in hell I'm supposed to felt that. You know what I'm saying? I mean, that shit hurt like a motherfucker.
Yeah. Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I've been down. And, you know what I'm saying? Even though she ain't really been with me, but I've been with her every step of the way, but she ain't been with me. I had another conversation about that with her. I said, bitch, you never even asked me how the fuck I'm doing. You know what I'm saying? Like, you don't even ask me that. I answer the phone, hey, mama, send me some money. Tell to cash out me some money, bitch. Bye, click. I'm like, you don't even ask me how the fuck I'm doing. The fuck is this? I said, you never ask how the fuck I'm doing. And I'm fucked up right now. You don't even ask how the fuck I'm doing. You just want whatever the fuck you can get out of me. You don't even know if this is my downtime. Like, the fuck? You know, you don't even know if your daughter hurting right now. You don't fucking give a fuck. That's what I said to her. You don't give a fuck. Girl, if he had life insurance, first of all, my dad left everything incomplete. My mom, he left her with nothing. You hear me?
Mm-hmm.
He never finished nothing, everything. My mom, one of her breakdowns was, God damn it, this and all this motherfucker. I would tell Ronnie, fill this out, Ronnie. You need to get this, sign this paper. I'll do it later. She said he was so busy with that Dr. York shit that he left everything fucking incomplete. Even the money he's supposed to get from his job, he never signed it. And if he did sign it, if I'm not mistaken, he didn't put her name on it. So it's issues with the job insurance or whatever the fuck. Her name ain't on it. They said, yeah, he filled it out. They said something like he filled it out, but he didn't put your name on it, bitch. Some shit like that. The Social Security, it's a lot of shit he didn't do with that. Life insurance, she was trying to get him to do that, but she said he was so busy with that Dr. York fucking shit, he didn't do nothing. Yeah, that's what she said. Yep. And it's a motherfucker, you know what I'm saying? And when she told me this shit, Zena, I'm at the Airbnb homeless. And I text my dad, and I say, motherfucker, you need to fix it. And then a little bit later, she asked me for some money, and I said, you still got me taking care of the woman that you married, motherfucker. You still ain't uphold your responsibility yet. You hear me? Because ain't no way in fucking hell, this is the truth, that I'm supposed to be taking care of a married fucking woman or a widow. Or my children supposed to be taking care of her fucking ass. You know what I'm saying? That shit there pisses me the fuck off. You know what I'm saying? You're supposed to make sure she's straight, alive, and goddamn cross the fuck over. And I was taking care of this bitch while he was alive, and now she's fucking using my daughters for this, my daughter paying her fucking car note, all this fucking shit. And I'm just like, is she asking me for money? And I'm cussing my dad out at the same time. I said, motherfucker, and we still got to take care of the bitch you fucking married. The bitch you got pregnant. Still got to fucking do this shit. That's some wrong-ass shit in my book. I'm sorry. You know what I'm saying? Like, what the fuck? Goddamn. The fuck? I put all that responsibility on man. I don't, the fuck? Sananda, I am fucking busy. I'll call you back. Everything okay? God damn, broad. Yeah. How does it feel? See that shit? See that? Y'all like that? See there, I told the bitch I'm fucking busy, bitch. The fuck? I'm back with my friends now. God damn it. I got friends now, bitch. The fuck? I told you. I got two. I said, look here. Why I ain't doing shit with my life, y'all motherfuckers need to be spending it with me. That's what the fuck I told every last one of the bitches. But nah, fuck you, bitch. Fuck you, bitch. They was like, fuck you, bitch. Fuck, bitch, I'm back on and popping that boot. You know what I'm talking about? Okay, Zena, sorry. Zena, you there?
Yeah, I'm back. I'm here. I ain't even saying nothing else, Don. I'm just like, you know, your mom sounds like she got a lot going on, too. So, and mentally.
Yeah, everybody on this bitch. First of all, at the end of the motherfucking day, this bitch, all her children, done left the fucking ass at 17. You hear me? I don't give a fuck. I don't give a shit. I do math. You ain't got no fucking responsibility. You ain't had that shit. You had no fucking kids. All your kids is gone. You bitch, you had all your kids in the 70s and 60s, bitch. You know what I'm saying? So what the fuck you and that nigga been doing? You know what I'm saying? You feel me? So what the fuck y'all been fucking doing? God damn it, bad the fuck back. The fuck? The hell it is? Okay, Zena, I'm sorry. I'm fucking sorry.
I mean, just
do the math, though. Like, for real. Like, I shouldn't be helping you. I should have never helped you. You know what I'm saying? You're married, broad. You're married. Okay? You're married. You tell the whole world you're married. You can't wait till your anniversary and shit. You even had your vows redoed. And I didn't pay for it because I was 8 years old. Bad the fuck back. You done had anniversaries. And I didn't pay for it because I was 8 years old. Now bag the fuck back. You know what I'm saying? She even fucking threw that in my face. I asked you to throw an anniversary party for me and Ronnie. And your ass didn't do it, you fucking bitch. Bitch, I ain't the one that married your motherfucking ass. You're supposed to dig in that nigga you married to pockets and throw y'all a goddamn party. The fuck, if it was up to me, you motherfuckers wouldn't have been married. I tried to break you up a million times. The fuck is this? You know what I'm talking about? The fuck you got them putting that shit on me? Like, I'm supposed to pay for a goddamn, man. This bitch be up watching too much TV, Zena. She done seen goddamn hoes throw their mama and dad an anniversary party on reality shows and shit and come to me like, I want one. Bitch, you got me fucked up. Them bitches with rich niggas, and they take his money and throw the fucking big-ass party. The fuck? I don't give a fuck. The fuck they got to do with me? I don't think like a fucking human. I don't give a fuck how rich I get. Bitch, you'll never get a birthday party from me. Okay? I don't give a fuck how rich I get. You'll never get a happy anniversary party I'm going to throw for you and some nigga. I'm not interested in that life. I don't even throw myself parties. I do a fucking, what I do for my birthday, Zena? I do a party line. Everybody get together. We're going to be on one telephone call, and we just going to say, happy birthday, Don Corleone, motherfucker. I don't even throw myself a party. The fuck I look like? Like, bitch, you were here before me. You know what I'm talking about? You were here before me. I mean, goddamn, the fuck the issue is. I'm a little bit different, man. You wanted me. You asked for me. Goddamn, I'm here now. You feel me? Like, you know what I'm talking about? You know what I'm talking about? You didn't expect the bitch to get rich, did you? I wish my mom was online listening. I'll say that. You didn't expect the bitch to get rich, did you? You didn't expect the bitch to be filthy fucking rich, did you? Is that what the problem is? God damn it. The fuck? You thought I was going to motherfucking, you know, you was going to come to my aid every time and shit. Got to take care of Tyra and them kids. Tyra need a place to stay. Tyra need a car. She can't be without a car. I got to buy a car. You know what I'm saying? That nigga she got ain't shit. I got to go goddamn buy the kids school clothes. You thought I was going to be that goddamn low-life ass mama and shit, bitch? You know what I'm saying? Oh, you know what I'm talking about? Like, think about that shit. Like, for real. You know what I'm talking about? I mean, just think about that shit. You know what I'm talking about? Tyra need a place to stay. I'm going to have to goddamn go to Section 8 and let her use my voucher to get her a place to stay. You know, whatever the fuck. You know what I'm saying? The fuck you thought I was going to goddamn, you see what I'm saying? Like, bitch, I became responsible. You know what I'm talking about? I became mentally goddamn competent. I cut off motherfuckers so I can have a life that I won't have to need my mama. You hear me? That's a bit different. Need my mama as far as to help me get from one situation to the fucking next. You understand? Like, goddamn, now shit. Changed my life so I didn't have to need my mama. I started started teaching my own fucking baby, taking their head to school my damn self, being there for them and shit. You understand? You know what I'm talking about? Like, fuck, you didn't think I was going to goddamn, like, you know what I'm saying, figure this shit out or some shit? But the reality of it is, man, she's supposed to. That's what, okay, Neff, you can go, baby. I love you, baby. But, you know, that's what being a mama is all about, is taking care of your children, okay? Taking care of yourself and your children, okay? All right? And getting your children to a point where they can take care of their damn self. And you continue to now just taking care of yourself. You feel me? That's all life is. You know what I'm saying? Well, you do a good job and your babies don't need you no fucking more. You understand? You know what I'm talking about? Don't have to leech off the goddamn mama and dad and shit. You got to figure it out. Now, my mama has never been a single mother, okay? She had a man in her life, all right? All right? Married and shit. This is a little bit different. You feel me? Situation a little bit different. I see shit different. I know a lot of you motherfuckers don't. Y'all support hoes with niggas. That's what the fuck y'all bitches do. That's your business. You walk right into that house and pay that bitch bills and get that whole money, half of a car note money while that nigga's sitting there and driving it and shit. This is what you motherfuckers do. Find no problem with that shit. I do. It hurts me if I have to give this bitch some money and she laying with some nigga that she's been married to forever. It hurts me even when I help my daughter out and she got a nigga. It hurts me to help a bitch that got a dick in their fucking life. Like, God damn it, I don't want to fucking help you, bitch, because you got that diggling in your life. You understand? That bothers me. It hurt me every time I had to pay this whole car note to give this bitch $3,000 for living. But, bitch, you married. You know what I'm saying? You married, man. I shouldn't have to fucking, like, I don't give a fuck. You hear me? Fuck who you are. Yeah, granted, I done helped bitches with nickels, but I stopped doing that shit a long time ago. I stopped fucking with hoes with niggas that ain't shit, and you calling asking me for shit. I stopped fucking with that. You know why I stopped fucking with that? Because my mama should have stopped fucking with me when I had niggas that wasn't shit. She kept coming as a superhero, and I'm a grown-ass bitch with kids. Just coming as Superman and shit, coming to save my motherfucking day. Mm. And I realized the whole time my mama was my man. My mama was the provider and the father of my children. You know what I'm talking about? And that made me feel less than a hoe. The way Doc, you remember when Doc made me feel less than a hoe when he said, I wish I could lay with you, baby? I was less than a fucking hoe when I woke up, when I came to conscious and conscientiousness. That's when I got rid of everybody. Okay? Because what the fuck I need a man if my mama gonna keep coming through like this and this nigga keep getting away with his responsibility? You know? You understand? What the fuck? Nigga, you ain't shit. You ain't no goddamn good. So then I reversed it, Zena, flipped it, you know what I'm saying, and realized this woman asking me for money every fucking day to pay this, to pay that. She could be lying. I don't give a fuck. You know what I'm saying? But I realized she ain't lying when I stop believing the bitch and start what? Investigating. Oh, mom, you want your car note paid? You say your car note ain't been paid in 2 months. Give me the goddamn account number and all of that shit, and I'll go online and see if your shit late. And it is late. It ain't been paid. What you married to this nigga for then? What you with this nigga? You should just come on and move in and lay in my bed with me and Doc then. You know what I'm talking about? It's not fair. And now, yes, Nick Bet, he left her with nothing. She is fighting She's fighting the state. She's fighting the job. She's fighting Social Security people now. She's fighting everybody for her right to have some fucking money. And she fighting me, and I can't give a shit. You know what I'm saying? If she was being nice with me, if she was being respectful to me, you know, you know what I'm talking about? If she talked to me like she loved me, then I would have been there for her. But that's not true because I have the self-preservation myself first. Bitch, I can't give you shit right now, ho. I'm homeless and I might end up having to spend another goddamn money on an Airbnb or still got to maintain everything else I got going on regardless if I'm not in a place or not. You know what I'm saying? I still got to keep everything else going. So I can't give it to you. That's really the truth, though. You know what I'm saying? Can't give it to you. And that's what I've always said to her. Mama, wait a minute. You know, you got to wait. Too much, you know, shit going on. I've been said that before that dude kicked the bucket and shit. You understand? You still got to wait. You know what I'm saying? I got daughters in college. I got dad and third, blah, blah, blah. Got fucking paid medical, whatever fuck, goddamn fucking shit. A whole bunch of shit, bitch. You got to wait. You know what I'm saying? So there ain't nothing changed. Ain't nothing changed with me. You feel me? Ain't no change, baby, but the location. That's it. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no change but the location, baby. I'm still the same motherfucker. I'm going to tell you the same shit. You know what I'm saying? Ain't no change. You know what I'm saying? That's just what it is, baby. That's just the way the goddamn shit is. But he left her with nothing. And she fighting for something. You know what I'm saying? This bitch done threw parties. You hear me? After my daddy passed, this hoe threw a party, okay? This bitch rented a hotel and shit, you hear me? And had all, and spent it all, I mean, for real, this what the bitch did now. I ain't making this shit up. All I did was take my ass to Florida and live in an Airbnb till I find me a place to fucking stay. This bitch done used every last dollar, you hear me? Because she thought, like some fucking goddamn good times ass motherfucker, that she about to get a whole bunch of money from her dead husband. Okay? So she blew all the money. I said, Mama, man, you on some good times ass shit. Every time they think this the big one, they start spending their money buying furs and shit. Then next thing you know, they don't get no damn money. Like, the big money don't come. How you spend your all? Man, you don't do no whole shit like that. The hell wrong with you? So she done threw a goddamn hotel. She done rented a fucking hotel and shit and paid for everything for motherfuckers that don't even like my daddy to show up and eat off her plate. Okay? I told her to call it off. The bitch called me an evil motherfucker. You know what I'm saying? But then see it. You know what I'm saying? I see the future, baby. You living like Florida and the rest of them motherfuckers and James and shit. You think money is coming. Money ain't coming for you motherfuckers. So she started spending money on a whole bunch of shit, right? After that shit was over, right? That one day, you know, spend all that damn money. One day is over now. April 11th. Okay, spend all that goddamn money. You hear me? On all that bullshit. You listen to me closely now. Okay, still had a little money left, all this other type of shit, blah, 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 whatever. Reality hit her ass so hard, well, goddamn, they done stopped the check coming, and she goddamn all types of shit done stopped, right, before it got there. You understand? Then, on Father's Day, Neff, she threw a big-ass motherfucking party on and called it Father's and Mother's Day. Okay, spent money on that shit. You hear me? And what's that? That's in May, right? Or June, whenever Father's Day is. After that, Charlie been asking me for more money, more money, more money. And still trying to fight these motherfuckers of trying to, you know, give her, you know, the money. The insurance people, one part of it, I don't know the names of this type of stuff, told her that, I think that's dealing with whatever. But at the end of the day, they said we either give it to the state, give all the money that she's supposed to get, either we give it to the state or we make a decision to give it to you. So she's fighting their ass now You know what I'm saying? Because obviously unclaimed death money or whatever that hasn't been actually whatever, blah, 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 they make the decision to give it to the state or just go ahead and give it to the spouse. Some old crazy shit like that. You know what I'm saying? But, and back to being miserable. You know what I'm saying? Like, back to being, you know, a beggar. She's just begging all over the fucking place, man. And it's sad, because that's my mama. You know what I'm saying? Like, goddamn, man. Like, the fuck? Like, you know? And I know the bitch got money, because, bitch, you looking for a two-bedroom. You know what I'm saying? She even asked me one day on the phone, Zena. She says, do you believe in a family curse? I said, hell yeah, I believe in that shit. I said, what makes you mention that? She said, because for a long time I think that we're cursed. You know what I'm saying? She didn't go into detail, but I know that we're cursed in regards to, well, what I say to her is, I said, there's a contract that we made, and it's not really a curse, it's an agreement. That we cannot get money unless we follow the agreement is how we get real money. Y'all know what real money is. $20 ain't real money. You know what I'm saying? You know, 20 million maybe, 200 billion maybe. You know what I'm saying? A trillion may be real fucking money. I said, but we made an agreement that we have to be this, that, and the other in order to, you know, receive our inheritance, you know, get the money, you know what I'm saying? No matter what it is, like, go to the dial track, boom, play the number right, boom, we walk away with $1 million. But, you know what I'm saying, but everybody else can receive money. They can get rich, you know what I'm saying? They can get in, they can have money willed to them. You know what I'm saying? They can also have insurance and shit. Somebody dies and they're the benefactor. I said, but for us, we don't get it that easy. We made a whole nother agreement. I said, Mom, just say it this way. We have to be in our right mind to receive wealth or lump fucking sums, real fucking money. And basically that's our agreement. So, yeah, we're cursed. It looks like a curse simply because when we think this is the big one, it's not. They're not going to give it to us unless we're in our right mind. You know what I'm talking about? And I'm going to be real with y'all. I'm the only one in they right motherfucking mind. You know what I'm talking about? I'm the only one that changed my fucking life. You know what I'm saying? So that I can receive it. You know what I'm saying? So I can live better. You know what I'm saying? I'm the only one that did it spiritually and physically. Did I have to do the work? No. Do without doing and everything gets done. All you have to do is remember the contract, remember the agreement, remember in order for you to get your inheritance. You know what I'm saying? Some people don't. So they're not giving us shit, man, each and every one of us, they're not giving us nothing until we do what the contract says do. Got too physical. Think we can have the best of worst worlds. You know what I'm saying? We can keep a certain fucked up ass regimen, you know, habits and all that other type of shit and fucked up people in our lives and think that we can get our inheritance. You know what I'm saying? We have to clean up. So we ain't getting shit till you clean up. Everybody else can stay dirty and still get hundreds of thousands of dollars, millions of dollars, half a millions of dollars, no, half a billion of dollars to billions of dollars. You know what I'm saying? That's the truth. We can't have it. It's not a curse, it's an obligation. It's a responsibility. It's not a curse. I even say that same shit to my daughter, you know. I said, keep having to remind this dumbass bitch, like, yo, you got to remember there's a contract. We made a spiritual fucking contract, bitch. This is why you're going to continue to suffer until you do exactly what the fuck the contract says. You'll get out of Dubai Street and on the corner can't get it right. You see people doing the same shit and able to succeed in it and be great, have the same bad habits. They can drink all day, fuck all day, drugs all day, be with the same type of fucked up ass people, and you can see they still flourish. We can't do it. We can't do it. We can't flourish. We can't. We will not succeed that way. We have to cut off, extreme breaking off, in order for us to succeed. We can't have both. You know what I'm saying? We can't have fucked up people in our life. We can't be fucked up ourselves. So we have to unfuck ourselves. You know what I'm saying? We have to do a lot of fucking shit, man. We have to do a complete 720. You know what I'm saying? That's how I did it. I realized that that's the cheat code. Cheat looks like it for some, but it's really like one of the hardest things to do is, you know, get away from people that make you laugh, that you have a good time with. You know what I'm saying? Get away from that form of self that attracted them type of people. Got to turn your, they say turn your life around, man, shit get better. That's the only key to our success in our family is that we have to turn our life around. We can't do what these motherfucking mortals do and think that we're going to have a very prosperous, happy fucking life. That ain't it. So, so many miserable family members. You know what I'm saying? So many miserable family members is thinking that, you know, they only miserable because they're not getting their inheritance. But they think they can do the same shit and reap a reward. We can't do that. Can't be liars. Can't be backstabbers. We have to rejoice. You know what I'm saying? You know, be exceedingly glad and shit. Cry tears of joy for someone else. You know what I'm saying? Knowing that our day will surely come when we work and perfect and fix ourselves. This is the only way we can get our heaven on earth. You have to change. That's all they ask us. That's all it is, change. Change the company you keep. Change who the enemy you sleep with. Change, you know, change every fucking thing. Extreme breaking off. It ain't a curse, man. It makes us better. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about? I'm not physically rich. You know what I'm saying? I'm not physically rich. I'm mentally and spiritually rich. So I can't acquire physical wealth. I have to acquire spiritual and mental fucking wealth. And then, boom, it manifests on the physical. So I go hard on the mental and the spiritual. I work overtime. You know what I'm saying? I work overtime and listening to how I need to fix myself. You know what I'm saying? So I can receive these things that I know that got my name on it. Got to fucking level up the spiritual and the mental and my thoughts. And get rid of anybody that is, you know, what that word I'm looking for? That belongs to the former self, because this ain't how I want to live. So I got to get rid of everybody that the former self attracted to. You know what I'm saying? So, yeah, you got to go. This place got to go. This thing got to go. Every fucking thing associated with the former self so I can go on and get my heaven on earth. And the truth of the matter is you do have to leave these motherfuckers behind. That is the contract. That's the agreement. You cannot take them with you. You know what I'm saying? Because these are the same motherfuckers is the reason why you can't get what you want now. So you got to leave them all behind. And no, not going back to get them either. You leave them where the fuck they at if you really want your inheritance. You know what I'm saying? That's our agreement. It's really simple. And some of that shit is probably some of y'all fucking agreement, too. You know what I'm saying? Some of that shit is probably y'all agreement ain't figured it out yet.
Yes.
You're working hard.
Yes, it's mine.
It ain't getting shit. It's yours.
Yes.
Yeah.
Fucking right. That is me all day, all that. I got everything got to be a certain way.
Mm-hmm.
It's an unlimited supply in that spiritual, mm-hmm. and, you know
mm-hmm.
what you get. But it's like we got to be right and exact. For
mm-hmm.
me, I got to be right and exact.
We do. Mm-hmm. We can't be a fucked up like a fucked up mortal and thinking that we can get our inheritance.
No.
You know what I'm saying? They see us like drug mm-hmm. addicts. Like, all you got to do is get off the fucking drugs and I'll give you $1 million. But they see us like, no, you still a drug addict. You ain't getting shit.
Mm-hmm.
All you going to do is buy more drugs. And then you're going to spend the money with your drug addict friends. You're going to waste it with your fucked up company you keep. You know what I'm saying? It's wisdom, knowledge, and overstanding. You get what I'm trying to say here?
Mm-hmm.
It's like for real.
Mm-hmm.
It's some wisdom shit. It's some knowledge, wisdom, and understanding because we do the same thing on a very low scale. You're afraid to give a motherfucker something because a fool and his money will always part. You understand? And so I know that the agreement, I've been yelled it out loud even in my younger years. I do not want the fucking money if I'm fucking stupid. You know what I'm saying? I do not want to be that fool because people will convince you to give you your inheritance. You know what I'm saying? Give it all to you because you're a fucking fool. And I don't want to be a fool when it comes to money. I was a fool when it came to my body. I gave it to anybody that fucking wanted it. You understand? I'm no longer a fool for that either, okay? Which is why I can honestly say no fucking fibroids in this pussy if I was still a fucking fool. Okay? No sharp pains coming out of no fucking where in this fucking pussy. No endometriosis, motherfucker. I stopped that shit. Okay? But the saying is, a fool and his money will always depart. Will always part. And then it takes me to Solomon. When God said, nigga, I give you riches, I give you anything you fucking want. We'll give you riches, castle, bitches, give you whatever the fuck you want. And he said, no, I don't want none of that shit. All I want is knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. That shit is key right there. Because if you got knowledge, wisdom, and understanding, you'll know everything that you're blessed with, how important it is. You know what I'm saying? And you'll know the right thing to do with it. No matter what. You know what I'm saying? And this is why, in return, the story goes, well, God still gave it to him because now he have the knowledge and wisdom and understanding on how to keep it. You know what I'm saying? And keep it going and going and going and going, in a sense. You know what I'm saying? So I remember yelling. I was like 24 years old when I heard that story of Solomon. Never read it in the book or no shit. And I stopped what I was doing. I yelled, please don't give me no fucking money until I am fucking wise, till I know, till I overstand. You understand? I don't want it, motherfucker, until I am the wisest motherfucker with it. I do not want to be a fool. That's how serious that shit is to me. Everybody want money. Everybody want to be rich. But you're a fucking fool. You stupid. You have no knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. And let alone you have no right knowledge, no right wisdom, and no right understanding. You have no sound right reasoning. You have nothing. Why don't you get these tools first? Get these elements first. Get these senses working first. Get your psychic senses working first. Get that shit up first. You know what I'm saying? Then you should be ready for whatever the fuck, however many zeros it is. You know what I'm saying? What up, Moon Pie? I miss you too, baby. Great day, Mr. Raymond. But, yeah, that's what I realized that I and that's some of us, Zena. You know what I'm saying? That's some of us. And like Homeboy said, Gabriel to goddamn Cain, all you got to do is do the right thing. If not, sin lies at the door. And this is the truth. All we got to do is do the right thing. This is how simple it is. You know what I'm saying? Do without doing and everything gets done. You know what I'm saying? So all we got to do is do self. You know, master self. Get that shit together. You know what I'm saying? And it works. That's the agreement. That's why I can't tell you. I can tell you how to physically, you know what I'm saying, become what they call successful or rich. But it's really more spiritual. If you come in my life, it's a spiritual richness that manifests in the physical. You know what I'm saying? It's a mental wealth that manifests in the physical. You know what I'm saying? You know what I'm talking about? It ain't like, you know, it's shit. Because when it's meant for you, it's meant for you. But it's stipulations. You know what I'm saying? The spiritual contract is more easy. That physical contract, you're going to get fucked. You know what I'm saying? Trust me. I got with a nigga because I thought that he had money, tricked me, and all I did was get fucked. Ain't that a motherfucker? And then get shit, living like a third world country in that fucking relationship, you hear me? You never get to enjoy the fruit of your labor on the physical plane, you know what I'm saying, because you're so busy in the ground, you know what I'm saying? You're so busy farming and shit, you know? But our contract is different, you know? Our agreement is different. We can enjoy all 25,000 square miles circumference of the planet Earth because it's ours. It's our inheritance. All we got to do is do the right thing. That's all we got to do. Yep. So she asked, was there a curse? And I said, it ain't really a curse, man. It's just that certain things we can't do what others do. We cannot do what they do. You know what I'm saying? We have to be right and exact. That's the fucking truth. Heart has to stay pure. That's a motherfucker, right? Got to be pure, and you got to be used correctly. You know what I'm saying? You got to let them use you. You know what I'm saying? People want shit. You know what I'm saying? They want everything. They want whatever the best it is in their mind's eye that they want to have and can't have it because they're not allowing the cosmos to use them, and they're not a cosmosan. They don't know they're a cosmosan. Same way they're not letting the spiritual or the use them properly. We're not here to just be mortals. You know what I'm saying? We're here to be used as an instrument to vouch for the mortals. We're not vouching for mortals anymore, are we, Ninurta? We're now literally saying let the four wind foes on them motherfuckers. Who gives a fuck? Fuck them. We really on the side of Bill Gates and shit. And Johnson, give it to their ass. Who gives a fuck? Give them another jab. Like, fuck this shit. Mind fuck them. Who gives a fuck? put more liquor stores up, sell more sex to them and shit, give them more bad habits, fuck them, you know, gives a shit. Let them kill themselves, right? Yeah, tired of fighting, trying to help them, right, Zena? Yeah, because that's, they don't want the discipline help. They want the monetary help, you know what I'm saying? They want a place to sleep help, you know what I'm saying? And they also want you to unhelp yourself. Because when they come in your life, you find out your discipline leaves. You're no longer disciplined. You understand? They're in your fucking way. That's when you fucking realize that shit. Like, God damn it, I ain't even been up on my shit since your ass been here. I had a fucking regimen out of this fucking world. Make Jesus look like a fucking welfare case, this discipline I have. Powers I've created and shit like that. Yeah. Soon as a fucking mortal come, you start to dwindle. Your bad habits is back. You left that a long time ago. They come needing. You know what I'm saying? And that's to throw you off your path. They don't want your way of life. They want what your walk got you. You understand? They only want what your walk has gotten you. They only wanted everything that you had to fucking do, man, to get to where you at now. They don't want that, them steps. Just give me what's in the bag you got now. You know, and let me tell you something, the little bag that you got, they wasn't even expecting you to even get that little bag. They wasn't even expecting you to get it, but you left them motherfuckers and you left your former self behind with them motherfuckers and you got that little bag. They come back to get that little bag. We didn't know you was going to get a little bag of goodies. I need some help now, bitch. But did you have to carry all that along with you in order to receive that little bag? No. You had to leave everything behind to get that little bag that they fucking want. Even yourself, you had to hate the self. You had to get rid of the self in order to get what you got now. And to get rid of the self, that means you got rid of everybody that was that the self was attracted to. They got you nothing. That's a motherfucker. Then they back. Like Return of the Jedi, they back with revenge. Okay? They want in that little bitty bag. So you can imagine that little bitty bag that you got, there is a bigger and 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 a bigger bag. That's why you keep going. That's why the saying is you walk alone on your path so that you can get the rest of that shit, because there's so much more work on the self, also more guidance on what to do with the bag. And that bag, I know people call bag money, but I'm saying the bag is full of glitz and glamour, I guess. It's real gold, but you only got a little bit. It's the real deal, but look what you had to do. Look who you had to cut the fuck off. You know what I'm saying? Look who you just had to stop talking to. And look at what you had to stop doing in order to even get that little bit of gold. Little bit of inheritance. And it's more to get. It's more to fucking get, man. Look at the places you had to stop going to in order to get all that shit. Yeah, baby, I think the show is it's still on. I'm not on the switchboard because it gives anybody on the call line, Neff left. She had to take the boys to play sports. But, Zena, can you get in the switchboard? I don't think you get in the switchboard. What Twank at? Twank, can you get in the switchboard?
No.
If I go close, if I get close to that computer, it's going to be a feedback. I'm going to see if anybody hands up. But y'all going to hear some feedback, which is why I'm doing the show outside. Give me a second.
What's up, baby?
What's good?
Back, Quanzo.
Back up in this thing, nigga.
What's up, baby? I wish I could give you a hand clap, but I don't walk the way so it won't be no feedback. What's up, baby?
It's all good. Hey. It's all good. It's all good. I just wanted to say something because I'm really enjoying this conversation because everything that you were saying is really on point because I just went through that shit. And it really, really, really felt good to cut them motherfuckers off. It really did. It really did. Actually, I didn't do anything. They did it. Because I got tired of everybody wanting me, needing me. I need this. I need that. And you know me, I don't do too much talking. And I'm not going to do what you tell me to do. I'm going to get mad to myself and be like, damn, these motherfuckers. And one day I said that last motherfucker. And I woke up and I was like, nigga, they gave me something. And I didn't have to do anything. I just kept doing me. But I knew the cutoff was there. And I was like, ooh. I said, oh, yeah, they ain't for the like me now. They ain't for the like me now. Oh, yeah, they still calling me, trying to come by my house, all that type of stuff. I ain't nowhere to be found. It's over, y'all. Your run was pretty cool, but I told you, don't fuck with me. So now you're starting to see. So now everybody mad because they can't call me and get nothing and all this and that. That's not my fucking problem at all, period. I told y'all. Y'all wasn't trying to be mindful of the things that I was saying and doing in your life. Y'all thought it was a game. And I told you it wasn't no game. Now y'all see. Life's fucked up. Everybody life fucked up now. When I, you know, when the cutoff thing came, oh, shit fell down for motherfuckers. It didn't fall down for me. It fell down for them. You know? And I tried to tell them, like, all right, you better operate with some good intentions. Because just by me doing these things or whatever the case may be, there's consequences and repercussions that come behind that. I'm not the one that's just operating, you know what I'm saying, this shit. You know, I know who he is, but I'm just, you know, I'm telling them in so many words. So I'm like, be mindful of what's going on now, because if you pull any type of tricks or whatever the case may be, I'm going to get you. And I got you. And it wasn't even me.
All right now.
I love this cutoff gang. This shit is the shit, and I'm not looking back. Just like how you were saying earlier, fuck them. Let the winds fold. I'm with that shit all the way. Let them fold.
Yeah.
Let them fold. Sorry, let them fold.
I mean, everybody have their own guard and attend to. They always want to end up in yours to throw you off your own garden.
Mm-hmm.
They always want to find a way to get in, throw you off your
shit. Nigga, my bills is paid. I don't pay rent. I own my condo, so I'm in good hands with Allstate. So I can give two shits about what a motherfucker talking about. They can call me all goddamn day talking about, oh, I need to pay for this, I need to pay for that. Who needs to pay for that? You need to pay for that, nigga. So, yeah, miss me with that shit. It's all me now. And I'm not looking
man,
back.
I wish I could hand clap what you're saying, man. Raymond Ricks, great day, Raymond. He say, I forgot what he said now. The shit, I'm still typing after you done talked. Me too, and the nurse, the 350, blah, 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 I forgot. Preparing, wait a minute. Let me find what he said about you. Being real is a medicine. That's what he said, for a healthy mind and soul. Preach, bro. But, Zena, how you feeling, baby? We back, y'all. The fuck?
Man,
you know
I'm over here cheesing. Yes,
yeah.
Baby. Like this, I've been smiling all day, Don. Just hearing your voice, you've been live. It's an honor and a pleasure, man. Like fuck, man. You just don't. You take stuff for granted when it's, you know, when you just there. What? Yeah. Shit. It hit me the other day. That shit hit me the other day.
Wow.
Damn. I miss you. Yeah. I was listening to a mix. Sorry, Taekwondo. I ain't mean. I hope y'all talk. But I was listening to, you know, be listening to my stuff. And I had me and you just running it. You know, all your phones and my stuff. And I was just violating. Damn, I miss my girl. I was damning so hard
me too,
to your shit that didn't make no motherfucking sense. I was like, dang, them hits you made, girl. Yeah, I was violating.
I know about
hard
them
as
hits.
Fuck.
What hits you talking about?
Yeah.
We did. What
man,
else, got
dangerous.
It? Dangerous.
You don't even remember one night you just
made 10
songs. Man, but they didn't, man. Some of them don't even sound like no freestyles, I promise. It's so, one of them is so poetic, and you was like, and you lowered your tone, and you did this real cool vibe with it. It was like, and you was just running it. I was like, golly, this shit. Yeah, I said,
I know it, man. You ain't got your duet. Your duet, boo.
Man.
God damn, I know it, man. I miss all that shit too. So it hit you the other day. That's man, they told me, man, I was laying down. I called it a dream because I was like, this shit ain't a vision. Fuck that shit. I ain't doing no damn show today. But it was certainly like, it's time, bitch. Fuck that. It's time. That's what they were showing me. You got to do the fucking show, man.
Nigga, I was at work.
No matter what you don't have, you still have.
Nigga, I was at work, and I was looking at this shit, and I said, wait a minute. And I said, live. Nigga, I was like, holy shit, Batman. Nigga, it's on and popping.
Yeah, that YouTube, will let you know it's on, right? When you get that YouTube, goddamn. That WKG radio, nobody subscribed to that shit, but that YouTube let a motherfucker know. Goddamn, that bitch, that she forward.
I'm like, ooh-wee. I'm like, ooh-wee.
But
I ain't gonna lie, I got in trouble.
Have I not been doing some badass dynamic Facebook Live?
Man.
Yeah.
Oh, that's what they missed. That was the fuck they. That was everybody else missed. Goddamn, should have goddamn followed me on Facebook. Or something.
Man, nobody.
That first
on
one
stuff.
Was real.
Was that the one about my daddy? Because I think I did
that one. Oh. I just wanted to run down the street because I was like, yep, that's what it is. Yep. I was like, wow.
Mm-hmm. Man, and 90%, and 99%, that man did love me. You know what I'm saying? That's not what I was going to say, though. I'm about to get to the 99%. I just want to tell y'all.
I was like, what?
Nicole? But. But, no, what I was about to say, like, you just took me back to that first show because, I mean, when I tell y'all, this was that motherfucker called me on my damn phone and I threw the phone down, scared the shit out of me. And he said, Tara, he said, Tara, come on now. He said it so long. He said, Tara.
Got your message.
I got your message, but I can't talk right now. Thank you, Zena. And the phone hung up. He said, I got your message, but I can't talk right now. That's what he said. Because I've been sending messages like a motherfucker. Like, I've never had a person that transitioned and not see me the day of their wind is still in their breath. Well, that was the first time with Neff Mom. But always come see me and tell me something, talk to me. And I'm wondering. And remember I said that shit on that Monday show, Zena? That's after he transitioned. If it was on a Sunday, I think I did a show on Monday or Tuesday. And I said, I don't know where the fuck this nigga at. I don't know if this nigga in purgatory. This nigga in hell. Because this motherfucker ain't goddamn. I haven't seen and heard from this motherfucker
You know what I'm saying? I was just trying to figure it out. And I did figure it out when he said, I can't talk right now. That's when I knew that there was another world.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yep.
And wherever this motherfucker at, that they were training. And it kind of mm-hmm. helped me out, too, because, and I said this shit, and I don't give a fuck how you niggas feel. Males are physical. And I heard Dr. York say it, and that's when it got super loud. But he just said when someone died, they could, you know what I'm saying, some people die. That's what he said. Some people die, right? He said some people die because they are not spiritual, okay? So they just die. This is in the, as a matter of fact, I'm going to help some of you bastards out. This is in... Okay, you know the bastards I'm talking about, right? Taekwondo. What's the name of it? What book it is? He said this shit. So let me help you fuckers out. It's in The Reality of Life and Death. It's on YouTube, Dr. York. But he says some people die. I'm about to fuck it up now. I remembered it when I heard it. But he said, there are some people that die, and they do die. He said, and they did.
Mm.
He said, that's because they wasn't spiritually conscious. That's what he said. They wasn't spiritually conscious. Right?
Mm.
Or something like that. And he said, whoever he was saying it to at that time, it was a class. He said, and our mission or our purpose is to stay spiritually conscious so when we transition, boom, mm-hmm. we can still do our thing.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? We're still, but like I said, I've noticed it from a lot of women. You know what I'm saying? Women are naturally spiritual because that was a lie.
Mm-hmm.
Religion made up. Even Imam Misa lied about that. Remember? He said, women are physical, men are spiritual. We come from stars and shit. Oh, some old dumbass shit. But that's a damn lie. you know, like, for real. What up, Majest? Great day. Goddamn, look like I'm going to have to restart the show and do another one. Goddamn, we're going to do a goddamn back to back tonight. Like,
hey,
oh, but y'all ain't got shit to do.
Not a damn thing. Let go. We'll get this one.
Let me see. We started the show at 4. 4, 5, 6, hold on. It's at 7. Oh, if it's about to go into overtime, I'm going to have to restart this bitch. Hold up. YouTube, y'all good where y'all at, but WGAG Radio Blog Talk. Y'all going to hear some feedback. Zena, y'all keep talking. I'll come back and tell y'all some more.
So what's up, Young T? Okay. But, yeah, glad, so happy. Dying is forward and looking. I was looking forward to listening to the rest of the show after it was over with because I knew I still had something to chew on. Yes, baby, and been grinning about it all day. So I hope everybody else feeling that same sentiment. Shit. Real nigga ready.
Come on,
Dogo. Forward.
Ty, you going to let her talk to herself? I'm trying to set the show because we got 1 minute before we go into overtime. And I'm trying to set a new show.
It's all good. You let me talk to myself. Ain't nothing. Shit. I'm just here telling everybody how much I fucking, how happy I am to have you forward. But, yeah, shout out to everybody in the AP. What's up, Nick Bet? Good to see you, girl. Sugar P. Sugar, good to see you. It's good to see everybody. Miss Hudson. You and the baby. But, yeah. All is well. Hey, Ariska Gall, what's good with you? Promise, every time I see your name, I think about that story. Why you do that? Do me like that. You're my angel. Yeah. Every time I see your name, I think about that shit. But, yeah, man, real talk, a lot of shit going on out here in this world. I don't know if Don touched on some of this shit today, but maybe it was one of them light days. But shit going on out here, so I'm glad she forward to kind of clear out some of this stuff that we already know, but let's talk about it. You know what I'm saying? Like, let's see what Don got to say, because everything he said is special.
Okay, it's about to be some feedback. Everybody on the call lines, hang up and call back in. Everybody on YouTube, you're going to hear a silence for a minute.